In Thursday's Division I regional softball final, Chi-Hi took care of business against visiting Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Swing and a miss, strike three. McElwain really fooled her with that one. Freshman right-handed pitcher Violet McElwain threw nine strikeouts to the delight of co-head coach Chelsea Sikora.
Yeah, she's a competitor. She wants the ball. She loves to compete. She's got confidence in what she's doing. And, I mean, to be a good athlete, you need those things. And she has the skills to go along with it. I mean, I feel like she's pitching her best when she needs to be at the end of May.
And the Cards got all the offense they needed on one swing of the bat in the fourth inning from their senior second baseman.
Burrow hits it to center field. They've had good defense. Kristen Radke, it's out of here in a home run. Oh, my. Michael Burrow. Kristen Radke kept going back, and she ran out of fence, and the Cardinals grab a 1-0 lead.
And Coach Sikora talked about it in the postgame show.
I think, you know, we just needed that little bit of giddy up and go to kind of get things rolling for us offensively. And she's just such a great leader by example. And she's done that literally since her freshman year. So it's just so fun when her actions get to spark, a victory for us. She does such a great job.
And senior right fielder Emma McElwain did likewise in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's daunting for pitchers and it's daunting for defenses when your 5 and 8 hitters are hitting home runs. It's like, you know, you're expecting that out of the 3-4, but, you know, pitchers are sometimes like, give me a break, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, so our offense is so good in that way that our 1 through 4 obviously wear them out, but they don't get to take any breaks.
Coach Sikora feels the Cards are playing their best softball of the season right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We've worked hard day in and day out at practice throughout our seasons and games, never settling with, you know, we're good enough as we are. And I think as a coaching staff, you know, with my dad, Rich, and Shelly, and Jared, you know, we consistently put practices together to put pressure on the girls. So we are playing our best ball in May. So I'm really proud of the girls that they stuck with the process and they're seeing some results right now.
And now it's the 23-2 Stevens Point Panthers to face the Cardinals yet again, the team that knocked Chi-Hi out a year ago.
They're always, they've got energy, their coach has energy, they're a winning program who, you know what it knows what it's like to, you know, win sectional and sectional final games. So, they're going to be ready to compete, but so are we.
We've got it for you next. Chi-Hi, the 23-5 Cardinals, second place in the BRC in Plover, against 23-2 Stevens Point, the winner of the Wisconsin Valley Conference, next on WOGO Sports.
Chi-Hi Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon.
And reply all.
Welcome.
When you shouldn't.
To Plover, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak here to bring you this broadcast as Chippewa Falls is on the field taking their fielding practice. And Stevens Point had theirs earlier. It's Stevens Point, the Panthers at 23-2, the host team, the one seed in this section, against the four seed Chippewa Falls, a team that's 23-5. So both have 23 wins. Stevens Point, 3 fewer games and 3 fewer losses. The road here has Chi-Hi getting here with the 9-0 win over Wisconsin Rapids. Before that, beating Wausau East. Advancing in that contest 9-1, so 18-1 outscoring their opponents, whereas Stevens Point getting here with a win over Menominee by a final score of 5-0. They get a bye in the first round as the one seed. In the bottom of this bracket, DC Everest going against New Richmond. Everest beating Marshfield the other day 10-0, and New Richmond come from behind win against Superior to win 4-3 to get to that. And what a pitcher's duel, Tammy, DC Everest against New Richmond.
Yeah, that would be a I didn't realize those scores, so to hear that it was such a tight game, I guess, certainly came down to pitching, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And so, again, Stevens Point, 2 losses this year, one of them to the team Chi-Hi just beat, Wisconsin Rapids. We told you about that on Thursday, a 6-5 game, and then late in the season they lost at Mosinee on May 18th, 8-5. The Cardinals with 5 losses on the season, split a doubleheader with Menominee, also D.C. Everest split a doubleheader with them, And that doubleheader sweep on the short end against New Richmond, losing one in eight innings, 5-2 and 8-4 in the nightcap, and losing to Kimberly in that Cardinal Invitational, 6-1. But this is a new day, kind of pesky. It's not too hot, cloudy, some pesky rain that hopefully is going to go away, they say, by 5:30. But how about the conditions for this one?
Well, you're not going to be fighting the sun, that's for sure. I think that as long as the rain is more of a nuisance than anything, as the way people had been checking in with me to see what the weather was doing over here, I said it was really more of a nuisance than anything at this point. It's hard to, you know, we tried to do our meteorology tricks in the past of the season, and I don't know how well we did, but, you know, tracking the weather, it looks like it's just going to be kind of a pest.
How about if I give you a slogan today? Certainly the girls want to win for themselves, their families, but how about win one for Shelly? Shelly Miller, 24 seasons, first base coach. And whenever the Cardinal season does end, be it now or the championship game in Green Bay, it's his final one, and what a tenure it's been. And, of course, that honor they had for him at the Cardinal Invitational with the two tickets to the College World Series and the softball championship there in Oklahoma City next year. Sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIA and see how our team and your community can partner to be true champions. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with head coach Tom Droner, the longtime, very successful head coach of Stevens Point, and later Jared Faraday on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Tom Droner, longtime head coach of the Stevens Point Panthers. And, Coach, congratulations on a terrific season. Recent sectional semis again.
Yeah, thanks very much. We had a nice season. Seems like it always ends up us and Chi High playing in a big game. So we're excited about the opportunity.
Remember being here a year ago. So, 5-0 win over Menominee leading to this. Tell us about that.
Well, we had a great game against Menominee. We were able to get some runners on base and score a few runs late in the game and able to hold on. So it was a good win for us.
Mm-hmm. And obviously you guys, the one seed with your success, conference champs, even with a terrific DC Everest squad this year.
Yeah, I mean, DC Everest is an outstanding team. They've got a great pitcher, probably one of the top three pitchers in the state. You know, we were able to squeak out a couple one-run games using some of our strengths against them. So, you know, Our focus right now is Chippewa Falls, and they've got a great program and have ever since I've been around. So anytime we play each other, we know it's going to be a great game.
Violet McAwam, the freshman, winning both of the tournament games for the Cards. She goes against you today. How about the hurler that you throw against the Cards?
Yeah, we're going with Marin Savageau. She's been our kind of our workhorse, and she's done a nice job for us this year. So looking forward to this challenge.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Head Coach Tom Droner of Stevens Point back with the head coach of the Cards in just a moment on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's. Moving life forward.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Countdown on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Chi High and Stevens Point getting going bottom of the hour from Plover. And this is like deja vu all over again, Jared.
Yeah, I mean, we've played them a lot in playoffs over the years since really about 2004. You know, in the last 20 years, I think we've faced off in the playoffs, I don't know, it's got to be close to 15 times, 13 times, somewhere in there. So, yeah, quality program, obviously, you know, one of the most respected in the state, and we're excited for another opportunity.
Mm-hmm. What about this junior pitcher they throw at you today?
Yeah, I mean, solid pitcher.
Senior.
Yeah, yep, Morin's good, and you know, they have a couple of them they'll bring in. She's throwing a majority of their innings this year, but we know last year, you know, they made a switch in the game against us, and I know that if they need to, they will again. And, you know, that's our goal, right, is to do that and to hit the ball well enough that they have to consider that. But, yeah, very solid pitcher, hits her spot, typically mixes some speeds, keeps the ball down, and lets her defense play behind her, which is a very solid defense.
Violet's been outstanding for you here in the postseason so far.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to kind of keep with the same formula that we've been doing the last couple games. You know, let Violet start out, see how she's going, and know that we've got, you know, people ready to come in if and when needed.
All right, and what does this game come down to today?
Well, I mean, I've said for every team that plays catch best wins, so I'm going to stick with that right now. And, you know, I think last year, in the end, in this game, it was a fact that we didn't make plays. And they're going to put pressure on us.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes team.
Capable of making. Now, whether or not we make them tonight, that's kind of the question. But if we make plays and play catch well, I think we have a good shot.
Well, it's been a lot of fun doing more games so far this season. We hope it goes on, and we wish you guys the best. We'll talk to you or Chelsea afterwards.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right, head coach Jared Faraday getting ready for Chi High and Stevens Point. It's the Division I sectional softball semifinal coming next on WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Speaking of Toys and Ford, let's get to that Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. My friend Tammy Slowiak, I kidded you, 2 years as the head coach of the Cardinal softball team and a treasured win at state in Madison over Stevens Point. So you're here today bringing good luck, I'm sure. And so what about the keys to beating Stevens Point?
Well, I think the keys are going to be, again, kind of piggybacking on what Jared said, is it does come down to the team that plays catch the best and limiting errors and taking advantage of opportunities as they arise. So, you know, squelching any kind of momentum that Point might give, but then taking advantage of the momentum when it swings our way. So putting the ball in play, making good plays, and it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, those are your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And they are... not sure to what degree you can. Yeah, let's listen to the public address announcer introducing the players.
Members of the Big Rivers Conference versus the number one seed, the 2024 conference champions of the Wisconsin Valley, your Splash Panthers. Chippewa Falls Splash and the WIAA require good sportsmanship and education-based sporting events. Attendance at interscholastic activities is a privilege with the expectation to exhibit positive and respectful behavior. For the enjoyment and respect of all in attendance, your cooperation and the high ideals of sportsmanship is expected and greatly appreciated.
Good one. Right next door, we have a couple of more very solid programs going. As we have taking on.
And now, here is the starting lineup and batting order for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Leading off in playing shortstop, number 5, Kenna Johnston. Hitting second for the Cardinals, left fielder number 1, Olivia Sandor. Hitting third, center fielder number 7, Paige Steinman. In the fourth spot for the Cardinals, the catcher, number 17, Lauren Shepard. Hitting fifth for Chippewa Falls, the second baseman, number 14, Michael Burrow. In the sixth spot, the designated player, number 10, McKenna Bauer. In the seventh spot, the first baseman, number 13, Allie Geis. Hitting eighth for the Cardinals, the right fielder, number 15, Emma McElroy. Hitting ninth, the third baseman, number 3, Georgia Romanowski. And in the clutch position, pitching, number 16, Violet McElroy. Assistant coaches for the Cardinals are Shelly Miller and Rich Rosenow. Head coaches for Chippewa Falls, Chelsea Sikora and Jared Verity.
Real quick, Tammy, I think the girls seem loose, don't you?
Yeah, they do. They seem pretty relaxed and enjoying the atmosphere.
All right, here's the public address announcer with the home, the one seed, Stevens Point Panthers.
Leading off in playing right field, number 41, Jordan Ross. Hitting second baseman, number 23, Micah Keller. Hitting third, your shortstop, number 13, Caitlin Kleisman. Hitting fourth for the Panthers, first baseman, number 1, Delilah Abundance. Hitting fifth, left fielder, number 22, Aubrey Gibson. Hitting sixth, takes the designated player, number 12, Peyton Allen. Hitting seventh in the hot corner, number 33, Emma Rybrick. Hitting eighth and behind the dish, number 11, Addie Pesky. And ninth for the Panthers, the center fielder, number 9, Morgan Groshek. And in the flex position and taking the circle, number 44, Marin Savageau. Assistants for the Panthers are DJ Droner, Maddie Fulcamp, and D. Todd Vanderloop. And the head coach of the Spash Panthers is Mr. John Droner. Umpires for today's game, as assigned by the WIAA, are Dan Mutchez, Chester Barkham, and John Arado.
All right, we'll take our final break. When we come back, again, we'll set the defense and get things going. The Cards batting first as the visitor next on WDOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak back here at the Wyack Community Sports Complex in Plover. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all drivers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. A tragedy, four lost teens in a crash in Dodge County. I had to report here on our news over the weekend, just to report this morning. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. All right, it's the defense here for Stevens Point, but for the Cardinals, again, you heard that order introduced by our PA announcer, Kenneth Johnson, the senior shortstop leading off, Olivia Sanborn in left batting second, and Paige Steinmetz in center hitting third. Tammy's got averages and more we'll share as they're at the plate. Setting the defense, Morin Savageau is the senior right-handed pitcher. Addie Pesky, the sophomore catcher. Delilah Abundiz is the senior first baseman. Micah Keller is the junior second baseman. Caitlin Kleismith, the junior shortstop. Emma Riberich is the junior third baseman for Stevens Point. Aubrey Itzen, the sophomore left fielder. Morgan Groshek is the junior center fielder. Itzen left field. And Jordan Roth, the sophomore right fielder for Stevens Point. So we're ready to play softball. And hitting from the left side for the Cardinals is their leadoff hitter, Kenna Johnston.
Kenna's batted in 24, had 24 RBIs so far this season. Her average is 391.
And there's the first pitch, a called strike. Well, here's the thing. I put the table right behind home plate. And so that is a bit of a challenge, actually. because we can't. We may have to move the table a little bit. And this one is a swing and strike two to the leadoff hitter for the Cards, Kenneth Johnston. Yeah, we'll have to see here. Maybe if we scoot the table a little bit to the left, if that helps us at all. But we've got Stevens Point Radio to our right, and they let me know Zaleski Sports was in the press box. So the 0-2 pitch. Here it is from Savageau, and it's ball one, 1-2.
It's real good until that umpire stood in there.
Yeah. It was. I didn't know. You kind of start thinking.
Rely on
a little bit to the right here. All right, the 1-2 pitch from the right-hander Savageau, the senior, and this one to left center, and it's going to get in there for a base hit, a leadoff hit for the Cards, and a nice single for Kenneth Johnston, and Chahai's rally is underway.
There was no way that was going to be a ball that was an out. It was definitely a hit. It was right over the shortstop. Into the green of the outfield.
And that's a good sign right away, don't you think?
Absolutely. She had two strikes on her, one ball, and just a nice, easy swing, really, is kind of considered contact hitting, and she was able to put the ball in play, and now we have our first runner aboard.
Yeah, great way to start for the Cardinals. Again, put the pressure on Stevens Point, and you'd love to play from in front. Now the left-handed hitting Olivia Sanborn from the left side against the right-handed pitcher Savageau, and there's a bunt attempt laid down foul on the first base side.
Not a surprise that Olivia would be.
Right?
She's, you know, looking at it being a sacrifice, but Olivia, more times than not, will be safe when she puts the ball down. Her on-base percentage is pretty gaudy, and if I can find it, I'll let you know what it is.
Yeah. Hitting from the left side with the 0-1 count, and Johnston at first. Savageau with the catcher, Addie Pesky. And there's a ball missing, 1-1. From the very large Wyack Community Sports Complex. I mean, they've got baseball and softball. This is like sort of like Casper Park, except what if you lump it all together in one general location where the baseball and softball fields. And there's one towards short, catch, throw over to first, and she's back. But pretty well hit on the line drive, Sanborn, for the out.
Yep, just shortstop, didn't have to move too much for that. Kind of lined right up with where that ball ended up going.
One out, one on. Paige Steinmetz, the Cardinals' talented right-handed hitting center fielder, and she's been on a tear lately.
She has. She's batting .433. Her on-base percentage is .500, so she's got 37 RBIs.
Savageau, the right-handed throwing senior, and there's a fastball down the middle for a called strike one to Steinmetz. I thought Chelsea Sikora is a great comment we used in our pre-open where she talked about in the postgame after the 9-0 win the other day over Wisconsin Rapids to have a 5-hitter and an 8-hitter at a home run. And there's a fastball down Main Street for a called strike two. Those are both pretty good pitches to Steinmetz, I thought.
Yeah, they are. She's figuring out the strike zone and is realizing that they're going to be calling those. They weren't questionable at all.
Right. So an 0-2 lead here for Savageau in the top of the first with the rain just trickling down. And this one grounded towards second. Gloved out there. Throw over to first is in time for the out, but the runner does advance. So score at 4-3 is Steinmetz grounding out. And it brings up Lauren Shepard with two out, but the runner Johnston in scoring position for the Cards here in the top of the first.
And a lot can happen with two outs. If they play all three of them, Lauren Shepard leads the team with RBIs with 50.
Yeah.
Averaging 500. Her O on base percentage is .560, and her OPS is 1.51.
She's been a terrific hitter this season, and the ball in the dirt misses 1-0. Thank you for the umbrella you provided.
You're welcome.
I'm just going to go ahead and use it because it's just kind of trickling down. And not called a game while holding the umbrella before, but it's always good to do new things. Here we go, and there's a ball down 2-0. So after starting two strikes to Steinmetz, Savageau, the senior, goes behind 2-0 to Shepard. And Lauren has a good eye.
She does. She's a smart hitter.
Yep. Just a sophomore. Get her around for a couple more years. 9 seniors for the Cards. Right down Main Street for a called strike, and that was a fine pitch by Savageau. She's a veteran. She's their workhorse for Tom Droner. 575 wins and 102 defeats. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's amazing. This guy's a lot of state titles, but not recently. And this one smacks fouled on the right field side and out of play. So the count goes to 2-2. Am I silly holding an umbrella? I'm just trying to see.
It's a little bit easier to write on your papers when they're not wet.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Trying to protect. Oh, yeah, it's still enough. Okay. So 2-2 the count now to the right-handed hitting Cardinals catcher Lauren Shepard. The pitch to Shepard misses outside 3-2. And the catcher, Addie Pesky, coming out ready to fire. Stevens Point, a lot of great athletes, very good hitting squad as well.
I'm sure that Point is they're well aware of what Lauren Shepard is capable of. So
that's
be a
true.
Little more careful here.
Yep.
Than open.
And that one was low, ball four. So Shepard takes a base. It's first and second on the walk. And Savageau, the first walk for her today. And the first inning, and no strikeouts, and brings up Michael Burrow. And, of course, she had the game-winning hit, the home run, the solo shot in the fourth that won it for the Cards, ultimately 9-0 the other day.
Right. Michael is hitting .409 on the season, on base percentage of .505. So also somebody that does a lot of base running.
Burrow from the right side. There's the pitch. And she smashes one. Base hit to right center. Rounding third, heading for home. Here comes Johnston. And she's going to score, and a runner to third, and the Cardinals lead it 1-0.
A little bit of tough time handling the ball in center field there. Potentially Lauren could have scored, but it was a little, the ball did get past the third baseman, but by the time she got to it and coach was telling her, go, no stay, go.
Right.
So they decided to play it safe there, but scoring that one big run to get things started.
So the Cardinals with the 1-0 lead on the solid single, and again, Burrow stepping up big time in that five spot, scoring Johnston and the Cards with that 1-0 lead. And again, as we saw last year, 8-7, I mean, again, both teams great hitters on this squad, and Savageau for Chahai and McEwam will really be tested today, as will the fielders, and Jared Faraday knowing that in the pregame interview.
Absolutely. This game will not be a 1-0 game.
McKenna Bauer goes ahead 1-0, the designated player hitting for McEwam today. How about her numbers in the sixth spot?
She's batting .375 on the season with an on-base percentage of .438 and OPS.
The pitch and a smash and a base hit the center, and another run is in, rounding third, and here come the Cardinals, and they lead it 3-0. So great hitting by Chippewa in the first inning, and we said they looked hot the other day, and that continues here in Stephen Point. Two RBIs for McKenna Bauer.
Aggressive at the bat. She's had a chance to stand on deck and take a look at what the strike zone is, and she didn't waste any time. Once she saw a strike, she was going after it.
So Johnston and Burrow and Shepard have all scored, and Bauer with that solid single, and they've been solid hits here off of Savageau. And now is Tom Droner possibly going to his bullpen already? He's out there with the entire infield. It's 3-0 Chippewa here in this sectional semifinal. Give me some more thoughts on this. One run is something, Tammy, but three in the top of the first is huge.
You know, I think part of the conversation is settling them in,
yeah.
Saying this team is known that they can hit the ball.
Yeah.
And, play crisp defense. Right now, Chi High's hit the ball where there is nothing you could do.
Right. No,
there's been no extra bases really given.
I think back to some of what we saw maybe in that Cardinal Invitational, a lot of fly balls and things. But, I mean, this has been a lot of line drives.
Right, right. I know last week Rich Rosenau made the comment about, we had too many balls in the air.
Yeah. There's a ball high 1-0 to Allie Geist, the Cardinals sophomore first baseman.
Likes to see, the ball drop, obviously, so the ball needs to be played off the ground, and they're finding ways to hit line drives and get some.
Pitch from Savageau, and that one is a called strike, and the count to 1-1 to the Cardinals. Allie Geist in the seventh spot with McEwam on deck and Romanowski in the hole. Runner at first, 3-in for the Cardinals in the top of the first in this Division I sectional semifinal. Off-speed pitch. Misses just a bit. You know what? On my end, at least, I was able to scoot a little bit, and I can see the pitches. So keeping the table right behind home plate, but scooting over has helped somewhat. Allie Geist now from that very wide-open stance. The pitch, and she fouls it back against the fence. And for whatever reason, the scoreboard has chosen not to keep track of balls and strikes on this hitter. So it's 3-0 Cardinals. Maybe the host team saying, listen, if you score three runs in the top of the first, we're done with balls and strikes. I don't know. I'm just speculating. All right, Savageaux, the senior, and this one fouled back again. And bang, into the bleachers.
Ellie's batting 300 on the season, on base percentage of 380, and OPS of 980.
Yeah, early in the season, remember, she had one of our first broadcasts. She had a double and a home run. Yeah. We'll speculate. And that's ball low, and she smashes one towards short. Gloved out there by Kleismith in the throw to first, but not before the Cards score three, strand one in the middle of the first inning from Plover. It's Chahai 3, Stevens Point, coming up on WOGO Sports.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To the bottom half of the first we go, and for Stevens Point, it's Jordan Roth, the sophomore right fielder, Micah Keller, the junior second baseman, and Caitlin Kleismith, the junior shortstop. The Cards defensively going with the freshman right-hander, Violet McAwam, the catcher, sophomore Lauren Shepard, Allie Geist, the sophomore first baseman, senior second baseman, Michael Burrow, Kenneth Johnston, the senior shortstop, with that great leadoff hit to start things going. Georgia Romanowski, the freshman third baseman in the outfield for the Cards from left to right. Olivia Sanborn, the senior left fielder. Paige Steinmetz, the senior in center. And Emma McAwam in right. So some seniors with some youth mixed in there, Tammy.
Yeah, having a variety, with leadership as well as, you wouldn't know the grade of some of these players the way that they play, but where you're going to see the difference is their demeanor and just them keeping their cool. But with the senior leadership, that's certainly going to help them keep things in check that way.
So Jordan Roth, the right fielder, hitting from the left side. Pretty kind of an open stance, and there's a smash towards short, base hit. So Roth is aboard, just beyond the outstretched glove of Kenneth Johnston. So leadoff single for Stevens Point, and certainly the Cardinals got their attention.
Yeah, they jumped right on that, and that's, just how we felt when we got our leadoff batter.
Right.
I'm sure Point is feeling the same way. And like we said, this is not going to be a game that's going to be figured out after one inning.
8-7 a year ago, and who knows what will happen today in this one. And, again, Micah Keller, the junior second baseman for Tom Droner's squad, also, like the Cardinals, hitting from the left side the first two hitters. McAwam, the pitch, and she stepping out to bunt, but ball one. So they've got the balls and strikes back on the scoreboard. We appreciate that as a broadcaster because that's kind of a nightmare. The Wyack Community Sports Complex for this contest, just like a year ago when these two teams battled into the postseason. There's a ball high.
A lot going on here. There's another game next door.
Stevens Point, Pacelli, and Almina, something like that, I believe. So the count to 2-0 now to the left-handed hitting Keller from the freshman McAwam. And this is a bunt attempt, third base side. Romanowski's got to throw over to first in time for the out. And the throw to second, the runner does advance. So a successful sacrifice for Keller as score it 5-3 as Geist was covering for the out. But it does move Roth into scoring position for Caitlin Kleismith, number 13, the Stevens Point shortstop, the third straight hitter from the left side.
Sometimes you get that where you have a bunch of lefties on the team, and I don't know anything about the rest of their lineup.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see.
It is striking. And this one, a swing and a miss, strike one to Kleismith, who is a junior. Again, not quite as many seniors, close to it, eight of them on the Stevens Point team, and we're just getting familiarized with them. Haven't seen any of their games this year, but they won the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Same thing happening in the bottom where the BRC champ, is facing the number two team, DC Everest. This was in shallow left field, and it's just foul on the left field line for Kleismith. And the count 0-2 to her with Delilah Abundes, actually, the senior first baseman on deck for Stevens Point. 3-0 lead for the Cardinals. You like that pressure early on, but it doesn't guarantee anything, does it?
No, it does not. Not especially with teams that are so equally matched. They both have their different strengths, but it's gonna be a battle to the end.
So Makawama heading the count 0-2. The hard battling freshman. They love her competitiveness. And this one hit high in the air. Second baseman Burrows got it for out number one. Make it out number two, right? Because Keller had been out on the sacrifice. So a pop out to second, and the Cards one out from getting out of this thing. And Delilah Abundes is the cleanup hitter and the first baseman and the first right-handed hitter to face the right-handed throwing Violet Makawam for the Cards.
And the Cards are aware that they scored all their runs with two outs. Uh-huh. So you play a complete inning.
Right. And there's a fastball that just misses outside 0-1. 1-0. Well, you like that about the Cards. I mean, the fact that not only did they score the three runs, did it all with two outs.
I do. I love scoring when there's two outs. I like it when we're hitting and there's two outs rather than the other way. But
and there's a 1-0 pitch, and it's looped into the deep infield, and it's going to get out there. Shallow outfield. Steinmetz has it. Throw to the plate is not in time. Runner scores. Throw back to second. Runner is safe there. So, again, it's really a single, but then scoring on the throw-in. Delilah Abundes with the RBI and points on the board. It's 3-1, Chippewa Falls.
There was nothing wrong defensively what went on there. All the throws were crisp, just a tiny bit late both times. But I don't see any, you know, I think Paige, she's hard on herself, and she'd be frustrated that she didn't get the call at
home.
It
was the deep dirt over second, deep infield sand over second base is where it landed. And there's a fastball down Main Street for a called strike one to Aubrey Itzen. Aubrey is a sophomore left fielder, number 22 for Tom Droner's Clue. Chahai leading it still 3-1, and Stevens Point with a runner at second and two outs. The pitch, this one hit pretty well to center field. Steinmetz, a long run, and it's going to be off the fence, and second run will score the throw into second base. Burrow with a late tag, and it's Chahai's lead is cut to 3-2 on the double by Itzen. She can hit.
Yep, that throw was a little bit high to second base. Potentially could have got the out there, but that hit was a nice, solid hit to left center.
And now it makes you wonder, what kind of Donnybrook are we about to see here today? Because the hitter is really having a time of it. And now there's ball one to Emma. Make it that Peyton Allen, the freshman designated player. Allen with the runner at second, and this contest now at 3-2. And there's a ball low, and it just gets away from Shepard, and the runner will stay. And Makawam now with a 2-0 count. Two out, runner at second. The Cardinal lead has been trimmed to one. Here's the pitch, ball high from Makawam. So 3-0, so the freshman being tested, obviously, as she cruised 9-1 and 9-0 in the regional games. But this is a whole other stratosphere facing these Panthers. The 3-0 pitch, and Allen looks at a called strike. Good pitch by Violet. So Peyton Allen, the freshman designated player, number 12, hitting from the right side after the first three hitters all lefties for Tom Droner's squad. Tying run at second. Go ahead, run at first. It's just at the bottom of the first. Two out for the Cardinals. There's a ball high. Take your base. Her first walk is to the freshman, Peyton Allen. So freshman versus freshman. And Violet, no strikeouts here after she had nine the other day. But again, a much more solid hitting team is now Emma Ribrick, the junior third baseman, to the plate.
Right, with runners on first and second now, really walking that, having that runner walk.
Fastball, and it's missing 1-0. So just missing.
Aside from potentially scoring.
Yeah.
Force outs everywhere
right
here.
Right, that's good. That's true. Anywhere she hits it. Violet checking her wrist. Behind in the count, 1-0. The pitch to Ribrick. Ball high, 2-0, and good job by Shepard saving that one and preventing the runners from getting a free pass to second and third.
Correct, yes. She saved 60 feet there each way, and Violet just needs to settle in a little bit here and just play the...
And Coach Jared Faraday coming out to talk to Violet because she's having some control issues. In a 2-0 count, the Cardinals enjoying that 3-2 lead but having a word with her. And I will have a word with you. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 an hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 an hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com. All right, what might Jared have been saying there?
You know, when I thinking about where her pitching is going, he wants to be doesn't have a super long leash in terms of wanting to touch base with her, maybe overthrowing a little bit, trying to do everything with one pitch and just telling her, you know, settle.
And so 2-0 now for the freshman McAwam. And this one hit high in the air on the infield in foul territory, and Romanowski makes the catch. And so the Siders retired. And so Stevens Point scores two, strands two, after one from Plover. It's Chihai 3, Stevens Point 2 in this Division I sectional semifinal on WOGO Sports.
Get ready to experience the Maury's difference with Maury's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Maury's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Maury's team. Continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Maury's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Maury's, moving life forward.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And again, we're watching with interest, so we'll have WOGO coverage of McDonald and Fall Creek from Fall Creek today, and try to keep you abreast of that. That's on Max TV with Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika. And that game does not start until 5, so we got an early jump on them here. A 3-2 Cardinal lead, and the leadoff hitter for Chihai, Emma McAwam. Count goes to 1-1 to the right fielder with Georgia Romanowski on deck, and then Kenna Johnson, top of the order, the shortstop.
Emma batting .382 on the season.
The right-handed throwing senior, Marin Savageau, and that time she misses 2-1. McAwam with that home run started the insurance parade there to lead off the fifth inning in the win over Rapids on Thursday. The Cards went on to really pour on, get another run there in six in the sixth inning and winning it 9-0. This one smashed down the right field line and foul, and it's 2-2.
So, going to take a moment to shout out because I said I would. I got two people that I know are listening. One is former coach and FIAD teacher, Monica Meadows.
Hey, Monica. She's a good friend. Hey, Monica.
And current kindergarten teacher, national board certified friend, Christina Colson.
All right. Thank you so much. Tell your friends. Spread the word. We've made the long journey. 2 hours here to Plover.
That's right. It's a good game.
Wausau and head south, and the rain seems to have tailed off a bit, which is good. It was just kind of pesky was the word that comes to mind for me. 2-2 pitch now, and this one fouled off again by McAwam against the fence in front of the Stevens Point first base dugout.
Doing a nice job battling off strikes.
Uh-huh. Emma had been at third, got moved to right field late in the season, but doing a fine job there, and as we say, her display in that regional final from the plate, outstanding. The 2-2 pitch, and she looks at one inside. So 3-2 now to the senior right fielder, McAwam, with Romanowski, the freshman third baseman, on deck for Chihai. Marin Savageau and Jared Faraday was prepared for the fact that she might not go the distance as Stevens Point went to their bullpen last year. Here it is. And this one smashed. Base hit to right field. Oh, it's caught. She was right.
Beautiful catch.
A diving catch by the sophomore Jordan Roth. My apologies. I thought that was in there, Tammy.
You know what? It should have been. She laid out for that,
yeah.
And she stole definitely at least a single from Emma.
You're right. And tell you what, if she doesn't make the catch, it gets by her, then it's a double or a triple.
Right, yeah. Right.
But wow, that was big time.
That was a beautiful play. We gotta give them hats off.
You gotta love it. Just like it's fun to watch passing in basketball, it's fun to watch great defense, right? In softball and
absolutely.
Baseball.
Absolutely.
Get those highlights at MLB.com for baseball. 0-1, the count now to Romanowski. Oh, boy, McEwam, just a solid shot there. Cards are hitting line drives, though.
They are. And that at-bat, she had such a great at-bat. It's unfortunate that
the 0-1 pitch, and this one hit into the shallow left field, and a backhanded catch can be made out there by Aubrey Itzen for out number two. She also a sophomore like Roth. They have a young outfield, no seniors out there. Groshek, the junior, in center. So two hits to the outfield. Nobody has struck out today. And Romanowski flying out for either team. And now Kenneth Johnston, the left-handed hitting Cardinals shortstop. The senior with her Easton bat hitting after the single earlier. Savageau the pitch. And that's a called strike one. 0-1 to Johnston with Sanborn on deck should Johnston reach. Well, in the first inning, she got the leadoff single, and the Cards then had the sacrifice and the infield out to second and then scored the three runs with two out. And there's a ball missing 1-1 from Savageau. Shahai getting three runs in the top of the first. Stevens Point answering with two in the bottom of the first as you've got the freshman McEwam for the Cards against the senior Savageau for Point. The pitch, low in the dirt, 2-1. Again, what you have today is the champion of the Wisconsin Valley Conference, Stevens Point, against the number team that finished second in the BRC, Chahai. Meanwhile, going on is in D.C. Everest, right? You got them. They're actually in New Richmond. New Richmond is, no, I forget who's the seed there. But anyhow, you got D.C. Everest. There's a ground ball, seeing eyes grabbed by the second baseman. Tried to get through the infield as a seeing eye grounder, but Micah Keller was there to glove it and get it to Abundez at first. And so the Cards go 1-2-3 in the second. The middle of two from Plover. Chahai leads Stevens Point 3-2 on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-Hi and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-Hi and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Got myself squared away. It's D.C. Everest at New Richmond. That other game, the winner of this one meets the winner of that one. And depending on who the higher seed is, that'll determine. Is that the location or how does that work, actually? I have to check here. No, that'll be at Stevens Point, actually. The sectional championship will be maybe right here. I don't know, but it'll be. So Violet McEwam to get the inning. There's a ball 1-0. So it's Pesky, Groshek, and the top of the order with Jordan Roth, the 8-9-1 hitters, just like Chi-Hi had done. Here in the top half of the second inning against Violet McEwam, behind 1-0 to Pesky. And there's an off-speed pitch laid right in there for a called strike. 1-1 to the right-handed hitting sophomore catcher Addie Pesky for Point. Chi-Hi leading it 3-2.
See if we can go 3-up, 3-down here.
That would be nice. McEwam, the pitch. Pop up on the infield, catchable. McEwam indicates she's got it, and she's got it. And the first baseman came over, not a collision, but close.
Yeah, there was looked like they were both talking. Kind of the rule of thumb is that the pitcher doesn't take that. But she did,
right.
And she was successful.
Right.
So they'll probably chat about that once they get to the dugout
sure.
a little bit.
It was kind of a situation where I think McEwam felt like it was in her vicinity.
Right.
in her neighborhood, and Allie had come over from an adjacent neighborhood.
Right.
And now the left-hander at the bottom of the order, Groshek now. And swing and a miss, strike one. Left-handed hitting, Groshek, the center fielder, junior for Tom Droner's squad. Yeah, they've got the program here, and I didn't know if this is as of today or this is, but 575-2 with 8 state championships. And there's an inside pitch, and wait for the call on that. But 575-102 with 55 first-team All-State players.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty gaudy.
Yeah, he's been coaching a long time.
8 state championships. Now, there's a ground ball by the second baseman, Burrow, who was up, and Steinmetz threw her legs. And so now the right fielder, McEwan, with a backup, and the runner gets it to second. So a single and an error on Steinmetz on Groshek's hit.
So he had to have defense bounce back from that. That's what we were talking about earlier,
yeah,
that if there is going to be any kind of momentum, that they need to nip that. So,
and again, Paige is 99% of the time so solid out
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
But that one, I think, probably so focused on trying to come up, and then it just rolled through her legs. So.
Right.
3-2 Cardinal lead with one out, one on at second for Stevens Point. It brings up the leadoff lefty, and that is Jordan Roth. So they've got, I think, four of them here in the lineup. 1, 2, 3, and number 9. And she's conferring with head coach and third base coach, Tom Droner.
Can we talk about a slap? I don't know if this she is a slap hitter or not, but
right
on the left, potentially a fairly quick player.
She had a very solid single on her very first hit beyond the outstretched glove of Cardinals shortstop Kenneth Johnston. 3-2, the pesky rain has subsided. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak from Plover here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The pitch from McEwan, bunted foul, third base side, and so the count now 0-1. Personally, I got to say, after I saw the way that Roth hit the first time, I'm like, go ahead and bunt. Because she looked like be a dangerous hitter. And again, moving the runner from second to third, but if the Cards could get an out in the process, and certainly she looks fast enough that she could bunt for a hit, for sure. But the Cards defense is up, so she's got them doing that. And hit a moment ago, got by Burrow. So here we go. And the 0-1 pitch, and this one's bunt fairly. Shepard with it, throws over to first in time to Geist, and the runner advances to third. There's a throw in the dirt, but saved over there by Romanowski covering third base. So they do get the out there, but a nice job by Lauren Shepard.
Yeah, she did that ball kind of died right in front of home plate, so she did a nice job zipping that down to first.
But it does advance the runner to third, and 60 feet away from tying this game. And now the number 2 hitter, Micah Keller, who sacrificed the first time toward third, hitting from the left side against McEwan. The pitch, ball high, 1-0.
Yeah, you don't always see a bunt with one out.
Uh-huh.
But you know, that could have been an attempt to bunt for a hit. But also, a lot happens with two outs when you have teams like this playing.
And then what do we talk about, right? Pass ball, wild pitch,
right.
I mean, error, anything to get her in. You want to tie. It's still very early. There's a off-speed pitch called strike.
Right, and it's different if you're getting a runner from first to second as opposed to second to third in a situation like this. A pass ball would tie the game.
Looking Micah Keller, the junior, on that one as the count goes to 1-1. The pitch from McEwan, and this one fouled off, 1-2. The runner was going a bit there. So 1-2, McEwan out in front. You like to see that positive trend. Haven't quite got your wish for that 1-2-3 inning, but how about a 1-2-3-4 inning?
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it.
All right.
No score. 1-2-3-4, we'll do it.
There we go. Cardinals in front, 3-2, led 3-0 early, but the Panthers answered in their half of the first, the home first, with two here against Violet McEwan. The pitch. And this one tapped toward the pitcher. McEwan's got to throw over to first. Is in time for the out. And so the Panthers are retired. And Chi High holds on to their 3-2 lead through two in Plover in this Division I sectional semifinal on WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big, huge crack? Hey, listen, friends, call White City Glass today or tomorrow, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Appreciate their sponsorship and all of our sponsors making this broadcast from Plover possible. From the Wyatt Community Sports Complex, this has become our annual trip here, as it's the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for the Cards, Olivia Sanborn, Paige Steinmetz, and Lauren Shepard against Savageau, and the called strike one. Sanborn lined out to short her first time, made solid contact. Hitting from the left side, those Cardinal 1 and 2 hitters, the lefties in Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sikora's order. The 0-1 pitch, and she going to bunt. It's a ball, 1-1. Olivia really fits into that 2 spot so well.
She does. She has a really, I mean, she can hit the ball. She can slap the ball. She can bunt for a hit. She's perfect for this position.
The 1-1 pitch, and there's a grounder by the second baseman. A single into center field for Sanborn, so she's aboard for the Cards. To start the third inning.
Going to give a shout-out to Sandy Bovey, who's listening from Chippewa Falls. She's saying, "Go Cards." And Christina commented, saying that she has some past kindergartners that are now playing on this team. So we'll find out which ones those are maybe here in a minute.
They grow up fast.
They sure do.
Yeah. And now Paige Steinmetz, look for a good at-bat from her here, I believe.
I think she's going to take it out after.
Yeah, I think so. And this one fouled back into the net, 0-1.
Swinging big.
Yep. Cardinals up by 1, would love to get some insurance here. Top half of the third inning. Yes, Stevens Point does get last up. They're the 1 seed, Chi-Hi the 4 seed, but a lot of respect between these schools for each other. The 0-1 pitch to Steinmetz, and this one smashed to the shortstop. She'll tag second, throw over to first, and dropped there by the first baseman, so Steinmetz is aboard while Sanborn is retired at second. So the shortstop taking that one there, and on the ground out, though, is able to get there on the fielder's choice for Steinmetz. So Paige still looking for that first hit, and now Lauren Shepard hitting from the right side with one out for the Cardinals. After the single by Sanborn, eliminated at second, and now it brings up the sophomore catcher, cleanup hitter, Lauren Shepard against Marin Savageau, the senior right-handed pitcher for Point. And this one right up the middle, and it's going to get in there for a hit. They're going to try to get the force out at second, not in time. Good speed by Steinmetz.
Yep, good. She read that well, knew that wasn't going to be a catchable ball, so she got a good jump off first base, and play at second was not close.
So another hit, though. The Cardinals are hitting here, and Shepard advancing Steinmetz to second. Only one out for Michael Burrow, and Michael had the RBI single in the first inning. And put the Cards on the board 1-0. She accounted for the Cards' first run and winning run. It's weird because it's light out, but then all of a sudden a few raindrops are coming down. All right, Savageau, and this one hit to right field down the line, a long run. There's a catch. Boy, Jordan Roth is impressive.
She really is.
She'll throw it in, and Steinmetz tagged, and now runners on the corners, and she is just really solid there in right. And so Burrow hit it well, but a fly out to right.
Yeah, hard to tell if that was going to land fair or foul. It was close enough again. Had it landed, just like last time, this one wasn't the shot that that McWham had, but covered a lot of ground out there. And consequently, probably saved a run if it would have landed fair. The only thing we're able to get out of that is advancing Paige to scoring or closer to home plate.
Right, so Steinmetz at third, and Shepard stays at first. And now it brings up McKenna Bauer, who had the single and 2 RBIs earlier, and this one fouled first base side and 0-1. So 2 on, 2 out for the Cards, runners at the corners. Shelley Miller doesn't want this to be his last game. I mean, obviously, but it is his last season. with the Cards after 24 splendid seasons.
His commitment's outstanding.
Yeah.
It's just been...
There's a ball misses. 1-1. Yeah, I talked with him briefly before the game, and he's just like, hey, just take it as it comes, you know? So
he enjoys it. You can just tell.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of who he is.
It's a passion. The 1-1 pitch to Bauer, and that one misses outside, 2-1. Called strike? How was that?
Oh, that does surprise me.
I thought, I mean, we are to the right of home plate. Okay, I don't know. I'm surprised by that. It's the first time I've been really surprised by a call today. 1-2 now to Bauer, so she's behind in the count. As Savageau takes her time, runners at the corners, two down. Cards lead it 3-2. There's a ball high, 2-2. Runner going to steal. They're not going to throw it out there. They threw it back to the pitcher and said, take second. We want to get the batter. And the count is 2-2. We're not going to be allowing you to get a run here. As we mentioned earlier, you get that runner at third. It's dangerous. Anything gets by the catcher, so you got to be careful. 2-2 the count now. Savageau pitching to the right-handed hitting Bauer. The pitch. Fastball hit in the air, foul territory, and drifts back into fair territory for the first baseman, Delilah Abundez, to make the catch. So the Cards strand two in the middle of three from Plover. Chihai still leads Stevens Point 3-2 on WDOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their great team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Bottom half of the third inning, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak from Plover and the wonderful Woyak Community Sports Complex, where Chihai leading at 3-2, three runs in the top of the first. Stevens Point answered with two in their half of the first, and that's where we sit here. In the bottom half of three, and they come with a 3-4-5 hitter, so a real test for Mackawam against the third left-handed hitter in this order from the top, Caitlin Kleismith, who popped out to second her first time. The pitch, and this one smacked foul, third base side, 0-1.
Clearly have teams that like to hit.
Yeah.
A lot of kids swinging the bat, no strikeouts yet.
And I think part of the progression of softball, though, for the ladies, don't you think, has been better hitting. I mean, even the pitching is excellent, and it depends on the quality. And there's a bunt attempt, third base side. Romanowski fires a dart, not in time, and bunting for a hit. The left-handed hitting Kleismith, the shortstop, is aboard to start the third inning for Stevens Point. All I'm saying is, in years gone by, in the early years, they've been doing this for a while. It seemed that you'd have more strikeouts and such, and still you still can. Depends on the level of the pitching and such.
Yeah,
but hitting has definitely improved.
I would agree with that. I think that there's been, I think that the pitching isn't going to change in terms of the types of pitches.
And this one, a little
see.
Pop up on the infield, Burrow, and it's going to be called off by Johnston for out number one. So first ball hitting Delilah Abundez after she singled last time and scored and had an RBI, pops out to short. So one down for the Panthers, and it's Aubrey Itzen. It's in the sophomore left fielder. Itzen is number 22. And now Mackawam. There's a ball high, and the runner going to steal. A great throw by Shepard, and
ooh,
she is safe. Boy, that was a fantastic throw, and Shepard's like, what? I put it right on the money to a covering Kenna Johnston, and just barely in there on the steal. And you get the sense Stevens Point is like, you know, we're not going to just content to stay. We want to tie this thing as soon as we can.
Right. I think they're a very aggressive team.
Yep.
take chances, knowing that when the opportunity is there, they know that that running on Shepherd is a risk, but they also have a very fast runner.
And the pitch, swing and a miss. That time, 0-1 now to Aubrey Itzen, and she did double and have an RBI in her first at bat, hitting from the right side. 3-2 Cardinals, bottom half of the third. Runner at second and one out. In scoring position is Caitlin Kleismith. The pitch from McEwan. This one popped up. Shepherd's got a beat on it, and she's got it in foul territory for out number two, keeping that runner at second, Tammy.
Yes, and that can be very, very deflating for somebody who had, who, you know, we know has, can hit the ball. And then to pop up in foul territory to the catcher.
So McEwam's done a good job of settling in here after that first inning.
Yeah, she did. She seemed to be a little bit rattled, kind of overthrowing at first when points started hitting the ball. And I think that conference on the mound was, hey, they're going to hit.
Yeah, right. Jared, his relaxed nature is good. And there's a ground ball. The third, Romanowski's got to throw over to first in time. So Stevens Point, they do get a leadoff single and a stolen base, but they strand Kleismith after three from Plover. The Cards still lead Stevens Point 3-2 on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
So to the top of the fourth inning already from the Wyack Community Sports Complex. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak. Chippewa Falls going with Allie Geist, Emma McEwam, and Georgia Romanowski, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. On the hunt for your next vehicle, visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru and Maury's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chippewa Falls or Cadott. Maury's Auto Group, moving life forward. Geist, her first time, grounded out to shortstop. The pitch from Savageau, and there's a ball, 1-0. The winner moves on to face the winner of D.C. Everest and New Richmond. My personal hunch is I've seen New Richmond, not D.C. Everest. I'm going to pick D.C. Everest as a ball missing. New Richmond, that ability, 2-0. New Richmond, that ability to come from behind. They did it with the Cards in the seventh inning there, the first game of that doubleheader. Paige Steinmetz threw a runner out at home. Otherwise, they could have won the game in regulation. And they needed eight innings. The ball fouled back by Geist. And I've heard a lot about this. D.C. Everest pitcher, and again, Tom Droner has seen her and said she's one of the three best in the state. And, you know, one of those is on Kaukauna, too, probably. So 2-1 count now to Geist, the Cardinals sophomore first baseman. She'll be around a couple more years. There's a ball missing outside. So Geist with a good eye. Count now 3-1 to the right-handed hitting Cardinal first baseman. With Emma McEwam on deck, and Georgia Romanowski, the freshman third baseman in the hole. The 3-1 pitch to Geist. Ball high. Take your base. Allie's aboard to start the fourth inning.
So important to get that leadoff runner on.
Well, the quality of hitting is neither pitcher has a strikeout today. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There used to be a lot of, and so again, there's the second walk of the game for Chippewa Falls, and it brings up Emma McEwam, the right fielder, and there's the pinch runner number 18 for Chippewa Falls, and that'll be Kennedy Swan, the junior. So Swan in for Geist, pinch running. And a bit of a delay here. And time for me to tell you The Medicine Shop. When you need a pharmacy, skip the big box, for goodness sake, and experience the Medicine Shop difference at your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Free local delivery. Sam the Man, Aberley. Just, I think I've never called him Sam the Man before, but anyhow, Sam the Man, Aberley, back at our Wogo Studios, our board op and producer today. As there's the first pitch, missing for a ball. So Savageau struggling a little bit to start the top half of the fourth, Tammy.
Yeah, sorry, I was actually trying to find some information for you guys about the Max game.
Yeah.
It's the top of the third inning, and there is no score.
Okay, and there's a poke toward first, and they'll run over to first and get the out is Delilah Abundes, but allows the runner to move to second. So a little one-hopper there from McElwam. And it's three unassisted, but, hey, it accomplishes the job of a sacrifice.
Exactly.
And it brings up Georgia Romanowski, who flew out to left her first time. She's got the short sleeves today. Number three. You've been impressed with her arm.
I have been. She fields it very smoothly, and she can really zip the ball over to first base from third. She does a really nice job.
And this one, a grounder foul, first base side, and that would have allowed the runner to advance again. Kennedy Swan, pinch running for Allie Geist. But you get the leadoff runner on the walk, and you'd love to make Stevens Point pay. And again, get more insurance because both of these teams' hitters, evidenced by the fact that everybody's putting in play today, are getting walked. And this first one grounded, third baseman gloving it. Good job there by Emma Riberick. And the throw over to first for out number two for the Cardinals, keeping Swan at second base on the ground out, 5-3 for Romanowski, and brings up the leadoff hitter for the Cards, Kenna Johnston. She singled and scored and ground out to second, the left-handed hitting leadoff hitter for Chahai, Kenna Johnston. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. There's a called strike one to Johnston. One on, wishful thinking. One on, two out for the Cards. They lead it 3-2, top of the fourth from Plover. These two teams battled here last year in the sectionals with Chai coming up in the short end, 8-7. And there's one base hit to center. It hits second base. And then it scoots the other way. It's going to allow the runner to score, and the Cardinals lead it 4-2.
Couldn't draw that up.
Fantastic.
There's nothing you can do about that defensively. It truly hit the bag and then bounced off to the shortstop. The shortstop had been breaking to go play the ball. So I wouldn't say that it was going to be a hit. I wouldn't say they got a break, but it certainly helped us to get that extra 60
sure.
feet to score.
So the runner is in Kennedy Swan, and it brings up Olivia Sanborn. And there's a bunt attempt foul. So the Cardinals are the 4-2 lead. As Swan able to score on the single. Again, it's crazy, bounces and different things that happen. And that was just good fortune for the Cards.
Absolutely.
Have it hit second base and then scoot towards the shortstop location. 4-2 Chippewa, and Sanborn squaring to bunt that time. Takes a ball, 1-1.
I don't know that she got her bat back. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Put a ball.
Yep.
So Johnston at first, she's got very good speed. Two out for the Cardinals at the number two hitter, Sanborn, a 1-1 count. Shy leading at 4-2, is a ball inside, missing 2-1. Stevens Point in the bottom of the fourth, coming with the 7, 8, and 9 hitters against Violet McElwam, who's been excellent here in the postseason for Chi-High. Sanborn now with a 2-1 count. She's going to smash a base hit to center, and the runner safely into second base, and it gets by. But she's going to stay there, and so nice hit by Sanborn. That's her second single of the day, plus she had a solid line out her first time. She's really hitting the ball well.
She is making great contact.
So the Cardinals with runners at first and second, one run in, and Paige Steinmetz, and really rooting for her. She's still looking for her first hit on the game. She had a defensive miscue at one point that the Cards recovered from.
Paige does a good job getting her head back in the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she's let go of that and she's ready to go here.
And this is a base hit towards right. No. Again, I'm sorry, folks. It looked like it, didn't it? The
it
line
did.
Shot,
it,
shot.
Did.
It would be a base hit, except you've got a gold glove right fielder in Jordan Roth, and she's just right stepped over. But nonetheless, the Cards score one. They strand two in the middle of four. It's Chi-High 4, Stevens Point 2 on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
So the bottom half of the fourth, and I got a hunch the Cards have poked the bear, so we'll see how Stevens Point responds. Bottom half of the fourth, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. And again, for Point, we mentioned that it's going to be the seven, eight, and nine hitters, Emma Riberich, Addie Pesky, and Morgan Groshak. And again, still scoreless at Fall Creek in that Division Four sectional semi between the Crickets and the Max, huh?
That's where it's at right now, yes.
It's on Max TV, WOGO coverage on Max TV. Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika with the call. And there's a ball high for McElwam, a fastball missing high to Riberich, who popped out to third her first time. The Cards, a great job manufacturing that run in the last inning, take advantage of the leadoff walk, and Kennedy Swan scoring, making it 4-2. And this one, ground ball to short, Johnson. She's got to throw to first in time for out number one. So Riberich grounds out 6-3, and it brings up Pesky, the number eight hitter in Tom Droner's lineup. She popped out to the pitcher her first time back in the second inning, with Morgan Groshak, the left-handed hitting center fielder, on deck. So Pesky, the sophomore catcher. Actually, I'm wrong. If she hits from the left side, too, that makes... Or am I wrong?
I just saw Droner talking to the umpire. Did he make a change?
They did. It's number nine. And so this is going to be Shelby Brooks, a senior second baseman. So Shelby Brooks is hitting for Pesky. So again, maybe Tom Droner going, hey, we're down by two runs. We need some offense. So Shelby Brooks, another left-handed hitter here against McElwam. And there's a ball. Called strike. 1-0. 0-1, rather. So Brooks inserted into the lineup, the senior. Pinch hitting for Pesky, the sophomore. Oh, and that was high and tight. And it misses 1-1. That made me flinch. I've got a fence between me, and it still made me flinch. So, okay. That was a pretty good speed, though. 1-1, and the pitch from McElwam, and that ball misses 2-1. I know for a lot of years, it seemed like in women's softball that 60 was a benchmark. If you were throwing 60, you were throwing...
Right.
I don't know that Violet throws that hard, but that was, you know, well into the 50s for sure.
Yeah, she's got a lot. You're right. She's not breaking 60, I wouldn't think, but she's got a lot of motion. She's got a movement on
her ball. Yeah, she does. And there's a 2-1 pitch grounded to Burrow at second. Throw over to first to Geist in time for the out. So two ground outs for the Panthers to start the bottom half of the fourth, trailing 4-2. And now Morgan Groshak, the junior center fielder, stepping up also from the left side, number 19. She had a single and got to second on an error. Only error of the game for the Cardinals, who lead it 4-2. We got some sun, but still got a few raindrops.
Yes.
These pesky raindrops just don't want to go away. And there's a fastball right down Main Street, and that was a ball, apparently, 1-0.
That was a little high, it looks like. His call, his zone.
Three umpires today, one at home at first and over at third for the sectional semifinal. And there's an off-speed pitch missing. Last year, Stevens Point beat Chippewa Falls and then lost to Superior in the sectional final. Superior making it to the semi and the state championship in back-to-back years, losing to Kaukauna both times.
Yeah, Kakana is what we just were at the tournament when they.
There's a ball low, 3-0. Yeah, more than 100 straight victories.
They just earned their 100 wins that weekend.
Cardinal Invitational weekend. That the night before, they'd beaten the team that beat Chippewa. Kimberly, right?
So, yeah.
So 3-0 count now from McEwam to the number 9 hitter, Groshak, who did single her first time. There's the 3-0 pitch, and it's ball 4. So on 4 pitches, McEwam, I have that as at least her second walk.
That's what I have.
She had, okay, so just her second. So each pitcher with 2 walks now, the freshman McEwam and the senior Marin Savageau, and it brings up the leadoff hitter, Jordan Roth. Traditionally, for sure, I mean, you hate to walk somebody at the bottom of the order, obviously.
Right, right.
But, and plus 2 are out, and it gives Roth with that open stance, and she looks to be quite a ball player, and this is going to be clubbed foul third base side. Again, we've been impressed with her defense. She's been really solid and confident. She had the diving catch earlier to rob Emma McEwam of at least a single, if not more. And, again, she has singled and scored, and she had a sacrifice that she was thrown out at first by the Cardinal catcher, Lauren Shepard. So behind 0-1, the leadoff hitter, Roth, with a runner at first and 2 outs, Stevens Point trailing 4-2. There's a ball, and Shepard's going to throw it, and that's going to be high, and the runner's safe. So stolen base for Groshek. She's in scoring position, and again, Stevens Point aggressive, as is Chi High.
I can see Droner continuing to do that until he has somebody thrown out.
Sure.
Especially with his fast runners.
Yeah, you've been impressed with their speed, for sure.
Yeah.
And so Groshek in scoring position. But here, with 2 outs, Tammy, I mean, just go ahead and get the batter and you're good.
But correct.
The count is 0-2. So, but Jordan Roth.
Yep, McEwam's in charge.
Yep. So we'll see how Violet handles this. The 0-2 count. The pitch. Oh, just misses with the ball. 1-2. And the crowd is...
They weren't happy with that call.
Yeah, the Chi High fans wanted it.
They thought that she had a check swing.
Yeah.
They thought that she went far enough for it to be strike 3. But the appeal to the third base ump, and he said no.
1-2 now in the bottom half of the fourth. Runner at second. Cardinals with a 4-2 lead. That big run in the top of the fourth makes a big difference. You're not just up 1, but up 2. Stevens Point feeling that. She's got a bit of a gap in her hands on the bat, and the ball misses 2-2. 2-2 to Roth with a runner at second base and 2 out for the Panthers. Bottom half of the fourth from Plover. The 2-2 pitch and a ground ball. Burrow can't get it. Diving runner around third. She'll throw it home and it's going to be safe. Safe and the runner into second and it's a 4-3 game. So Roth with the single beyond the outstretched arms of Burrow. The Cardinals get it in. And they did try to throw too late, and the runner advancing to second. So a single, and then takes the extra base on the throw, and the RBI for Jordan Roth. It's a 4-3 game.
Again, that ball gets a little bit wet with this rain. Looked like it was hard to grip. The throw wasn't a bad throw at all to home. I think the tag was more up at the waist, and consequently that run is going to score. I know that Violet looks a little upset by the call, but I don't know that there's much of an argument there.
And they're dealing with third base. I don't know what's up with
third base. Maybe when she turned it, must have come loose.
Third base coming loose, so they're dealing with that now. And it looks to be Stevens Point head coach Tom Droner, so they need to get that taken care of. In the meantime, that allows me to say Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. So dealing with third base right now as the Cardinals still with a 4-3 lead. We got a ton of time left, Tammy. It's the bottom of the fourth with 2 out here as we get this set. A runner at second, and it brings up Micah Keller. Keller has sacrificed to third and also ground out to the pitcher.
This is a game that will just continue. Both teams will continue to grind.
Right.
It's never going to be comfortable for anybody.
Now, they're both so good. They're so talented at the plate. Again, Tammy, we go to the bottom of the fourth with 2 out, and there has been no strikeouts. Each team with 2 walks.
Right. Yeah, they're smart with their bats. They're aggressive, but they're not swinging at things they shouldn't be. They're able to fight off good pitches and find one that they can drive.
And again, at last word, McDonald and Fall Creek scoreless from Cricket Country. But here, 4-3 Chippewa, and the left-handed hitting Micah Keller. We told you about her earlier at bats against the freshman right-hander Macawam. Third base is secure.
Fall Creek has done some damage in the fourth inning. It's 4-0 now, Fall Creek.
Okay, all right. So there's a ball low, 1-0 from Macawam. Fall Creek had swept McDonald in a doubleheader earlier this season. 1-0 count to Keller. Look to retire her and still maintain this lead through four from Plover if they can. And this one, ground ball, and it's pitcher, and that's going to be stopped right there. So I was a little blinded, Tammy. What did you see?
The ball bounced right before Macawam's glove into it. She wasn't able to secure it, and so it would end up being E1.
Okay, so an error on Macawam, her first of the day, the second for the Cardinals, puts runners at first and third. So Keller at first and Roth at third. My apologies, after the contact, I was shielded there, and so we're behind home plate and did not see that exactly. And so, but now the Cardinals trying to overcome this and to get out of this, but the go-ahead runs at first base for Stevens Point. So they've cut the 4-2 lead to 4-3, and now obviously they're faking the double steal, and they'll go ahead and do it. And they were kind of just baiting Lauren Shepherd, and she wasn't going to throw because at this point you don't have any kind of force out, but your concern obviously is to just get this out and get out of the inning.
Right, right.
And so your focus is that tying run at third, leading it 4-3, Chippewa. Macawam behind in the count, 1-0. The freshman to the lefty, Kleisman. There's a ball, 2-0. The Cards behind in the count now. Macawam. Here on WOGO Sports, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak from Plover. Yes, outside of Stevens Point. The 2-0 pitch, runners at second and third, and we got time. And home plate umpire coming out. And I don't know. Any idea here?
No, I don't know what that was about.
It's a 2-0 count.
He almost seemed confused about his...
Now it's 3-0.
Yeah, that. I was going to say. He was checking his count.
Well, it wasn't a balk or anything, right?
No.
Okay. All right, so 3-0 is the count. Runners at second and third to the left-handed hitting Kleismith, the number three hitter. And there's a strike down the middle, 3-1. I've said Main Street enough that a restaurant with that name and its title should almost be our sponsor, but I backed off that time. Down the middle. 3-1 to Kleismith with Delilah Abundis on deck if they need be. And this one, ground ball second. Burroughs got it. Toss over to first in time. So the Cardinals able to stiffen their defense when they needed to. Michael Burrow and Macawam rallying back from a 3-0 deficit on the count to the three-hitter Kleismith. Through four from Plover. Chai still leads it 4-3 over Stevens Point on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's. Moving life forward.
Okay. All right, we'll get you an update from Fall Creek in just a moment as the Cards come up at the top of the fifth, leading it 4-3. And going to go with Shepherd, Burrow, and McKenna Bauer. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. All right, so it's Shepherd, Burrow, and Bauer. And Shepherd, you'd love to ever come up with runners on base, but you don't get to decide that.
No, you do not. Well, if we can get her on base, we'll be happy with a leadoff on base.
Marin Savageau, and there's a pitch that gets away from the catcher, Addy Pesk. And 1-0 to the right-handed hitting Shepherd. Lauren today has walked and singled in two trips, so officially 1-for-1. Some great numbers from her on the season. 4-3, top of the fifth. Cards up. There's a ball low, 2-0. They do seem particularly careful to her.
Yeah, rightfully so. She's got the most RBIs on the team with 50. She's got 10 home runs on the season.
Yep, just a sophomore.
Her numbers are so impressive.
Continuing the line of great catchers Chai High has had. There's a called strike, 2-1. One of them is a co-head coach, Chelsea Sikora. Went on to play outfield, I believe, at Winona State. But one of them played for you, Michaela Hogan.
Correct. And you're right. They are all outstanding ball players.
And there's numerous other ones as well. And this is an off-speed pitch line right to second base. So good contact from Shepherd. Hit it on the nose, but right at Micah Keller, the junior second baseman, for out number one. And it brings up Michael Burrow, and Burrow with a single and an RBI in the first, and also a sack fly to right field, where, again, one of the several catches Jordan Roth has made out there. Savageau, and first pitch misses, 1-0.
I'm going to just piggyback on something you had mentioned. I wasn't done thinking about them. Michaela and Chelsea are both in Chi High's Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
For their outstanding athletic careers.
And there's a ball low, 2-0. Do you know it off the top? Any other, that'd be something for us to check. Any other catchers that are in the Cardinal Sports Hall of Fame? There's just a ton of plaques up there as you enter the school.
I know Rich Rose now, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And there's a ball misses. So 3-0 now to the right-handed hitting Michael Burrow, the Cardinals second baseman. Solid defense and at the plate. So steady for the Cards, one of those nine seniors that'll be so dearly and deeply missed. The 3-0 pitch from Savageau, and there's a called strike one.
So Michael's a quiet force, too. She's a person. She's not super excitable. Mm-hmm. She's just a really solid, kind of a silent leader.
A 3-1 count now to her. And this one, a grounder towards third. Gloved over there. Throw by Ribrick to first in time for the out. So the Cards' first two hitters retired in the top half of the fifth, and it brings up McKenna Bauer. Bauer has singled for two RBIs and popped out to first in her two trips. Bauer hitting from the right side for the Cardinals. And the first one, low. So anything you've seen from Marin Savageau in terms of her pitching or how she's progressed today?
You know, she seems to be consistent, obviously, when you're not walking a ton of what we decide.
And this is grounded towards short, fielded over there, throw over to first by Caitlin Kleismith. So the Cards go 1-2-3 in the fifth, still lead it 4-3 from Plover in this Division I sectional softball semifinal on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
All right, let's get an update on the McDonald Fall Creek game. Tammy Slowiak.
It looks like it's the bottom of the fourth. So the fourth, the Macs just wrapped up their at bats, but they made a nice run, and the score is now 4-3. and it's actually just now Fall Creek is coming up to bat.
All right, so the Macs are battling hard there as we go to the top half of the bottom of the fifth now. It's the 4-5 and 6 hitters for Point against Violet Mackawam. And, again, our home plate umpire coming out now. Any idea of what the...
Has number one been in the game?
No, you're right. Yeah, she has. Delilah Abundes is the first baseman.
She's the four hitter.
So you got the 4-5 and 6 hitters here for Stevens
Point. I'm not sure what he was checking on there.
All right, so the right-handed throwing Violet Mackawam with the Cards leading it 4-3. And this one popped up on the infield. Catchable coming over as Geist, and she'll make the catch for out number one. The Cards, I'm going to go ahead and say it, 8 outs away.
It's okay. We can start a countdown.
Yeah, we just did. And it brings up Aubrey Itzen, the sophomore left fielder. And she has doubled and got an RBI double and popped out to the catcher, Shepard. Fastball right down the middle for a called strike one.
I am not, one run wins a game, but I would be really okay if we scored a little bit more.
Sure.
So
I hear you. And last year, remembering last year, 8-7.
Yes.
But an off-speed pitch for strike two. So
beautiful pitch.
Again, Mackawam the freshman against the senior Savageau, but I got to say, as I've been doing Chi High softball, Mackawam is a pitcher they were talking about as she was climbing up through middle school. And I got to say, that's not typical, right? You're swinging and a miss, strike three. The first strikeout of the day, and they throw over to first to seal the deal. And first strikeout for Mackawam coming of, it's the number five hitter, sophomore Aubrey Itzen. And so now Peyton Allen, the freshman designated player.
Yeah. You were talking about Violet and her abilities, and it, you know, talked about her when she was young. She will continue to grow.
And that ball misses, right. And so bad news for the other teams in the BRC.
That's
as the count goes to 1-0. And again, other than Lake and McKeithren, all of the pitchers on this staff that they deemed five, the others are all back next year. Lake and the only senior in the bunch. There's a ball, misses outside, 2-0 as we brag her up, and she throws a couple of balls to Peyton Allen. Broadcaster's jinx, our apologies. 4-3 Chippewa, bottom half of the fifth. 7 outs from sealing this deal. This one fouled out of, off the fence, 2-1. How hard is it to throw a strike when you have to?
You know, the mentality is that it's the next pitch. So it's not so much like you don't actually want to have that conversation with yourself. Like, I have to throw this as a strike.
2-1 pitch, and this is a little nubber out first base side, and Geist tosses it to the second baseman, Burrow, and the Cards take the Panthers down 1-2-3, the middle of their order, the 4-5 and 6 hitters, and through 5 from Plover, Chi-High leads Point 4-3 on WOGO Sports.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
The top of the sixth we go. Allie Geist, Emma Mackawam, and Georgia Romanowski for the Cardinals, who lead it 4-3. And their mental positivity coach, Tammy Slowiak, our color analyst, says, how about some more runs? Swing and a miss, strike one.
As long as I have a battery, I can keep filling people in on the McDonald game. As I'm checking in my phone,
yeah.
Fall Creek is now leading 5-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
All right, very good. Logo coverage on Max TV, and there's a ball outside missing from Savageau to Ally Geist. She has ground out to short and walked in her two trips, so officially 0-for-1. And 1-1 count now. Top of the sixth. It's getting late here. Into the final couple of innings of regulation in the ball. 2-1. Savageau, the senior, against the freshman, Violet McAwam. And again, Stevens Point and Shy did not play during the regular season. They know enough. They don't schedule each other now because it's like, hey, we're going to see you in the postseason. And we've got a timeout call. There's a ball thrown onto the field somehow.
I'm not quite sure where that came from.
Yeah. Maybe someone's playing catch over here.
Must be, or maybe from the
another ball game.
Forgot about the game next door here.
Stevens Point Pacelli, just like last year, they're a fine squad. Crickets leading McDonald 5-3, as we just shared a moment ago. Wogo coverage on Max TV. There's a ball low, 3-1 to the looking Ally Geist to start things off here in the top of the sixth. Cards would like one, maybe two, to really put the pressure on the Panthers heading into the bottom of the sixth.
Another one.
Wow, that's crazy. Huh. Well, it is an adjacent field here. And again, it's their version of Casper Park, right?
Right, it is. I'm just trying to, the angle that we're at surprises me that balls are being hit, but I have a feeling from there, but I have a feeling that
right.
must be what it is.
Yeah. So 3-1 is the count now. And the pitch, strike two to Geist, swinging strike two. Emma McAwam on deck and Georgia Romanowski. So the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for Chippewa Falls here. As the rain has subsided, Tammy's finally put her umbrella away. So. And this is a ground foul. Again, the Cardinals lead it 4-3. A smash shot and having to kind of move out of the way. Emma McAwam in that on-deck circle.
Yeah, got to pay attention over there.
Yeah, you do. 3-2. The count is full. The guys, the leadoff hitter here. In the top of the sixth, the Cardinals leading it 4-3. Three runs in the top of the first. And this one hit well in the air, foul down the third baseline and out of play. She could straighten that out, though. We don't have official distances here. I know where we play at Casper, it's 200 all the way. So I don't know if you know anything about distances on this. But
I do not. It's not marked anywhere.
No, it's not. All right, the 3-2 pitch now to Geist. And she muscles one again, foul over on the third base side.
Great at bat. She's doing a nice job fighting those off. Those are inside pitches, but they'd be strikes.
That's right. 3-2 the count from Savageau, the Marin Savageau, the senior hurler, the right-handed pitcher for the Panthers. Cards lead it 4-3. Top of six, and this one ground foul again and just staying alive. Hey, don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Triple Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Triple Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, CVOSM.com. All right. 3-2 is the count to Geist, and she's battling this off like William Contreras did recently against a standout Houston Astros pitcher before he hit a homer. I'm just saying.
I like that analogy.
That would be nice. 3-2 is the count.
Get a hold of one?
Yeah. The pitch. And this one smacked well to left, and that is off the fence. And she's going into second with a stand-up double, Ally Geist. So that was a great at-bat for the Cardinals sophomore first baseman.
It's interesting that defensively, because she was bringing, she kept hitting, her foul balls were all going, pulling big time to left field. But the left fielder stayed off the line a ways, and great for Chi High. That's a good thing, because otherwise that would have been, if they would have made any kind of adjustments, that could have been a catchable ball.
All right, so a leadoff double is huge, and this one hit well to right center field. There's a long run for Groshen, and she's going to make it back at the fence. It'll allow Geist to move to third base. No pinch runner for her this time around. She's doing it herself. And so Geist to third, to the delight of the Chi-High fans, as the sack fly for McAwam, and one out, and it brings up Georgia Romanowski. So some well-hit balls here in the top of the sixth off Savageau. And it brings up Romanowski, the right-handed hitting Cardinal Third baseman, runner at third, 60 feet away. Cardinals leading it 4-3. They've led throughout. Scored three in the top of the first. Stevens Point answered with two runs. This is a called strike one. 0-1 to Romanowski, who's flown out to left and grounded out to third. She may be listed as a freshman, but I'll tell you what, she's got the maturity of somebody, a sophomore or a junior for sure. And squaring the bunt and then backing off, and it goes 1-1. Geist running for herself. Earlier had Kennedy Swan run for her and score back in the fourth inning when the Cards added their only other run outside of the first. Marin Savageau, the senior, the pitch, and it's off the bat, sort of turning away, but it hit Romanowski's bat, and the count goes to 1-2. Boy, you sure want to get that runner in from third, Tammy, with only one out.
Right, right.
A sac fly, I mean, I don't think you're going to see a sacrifice here at 1-2.
No, I wouldn't think so either. There's no gimmies. They're going to have to work to get this,
right,
to get the run in.
One-run game here, and McDonald was down one run to Fall Creek at last word. There's a ball just misses outside, 2-2 to Romanowski, the freshman laying off of that one.
They're in a great place in their lineup to have a runner at third.
Chelsea Socorro with the instruction to the hitter. 2-2 now. Point and Shahai, a great rivalry between these two. Off-speed misses, a curveball misses, 3-2. It looked a curve. I don't know. I don't usually say a curveball, but that one seemed to
bend. It did look like it.
Yeah. So 3-2, the count to Romanowski. Runner at third for the Cardinals after the leadoff double by Geist. Johnston on deck, the leadoff hitter for the Cards. The pitch. And a check swing foul by Romanowski. Georgia, you gave us her numbers earlier. Her average.
Yep, Georgia is batting before today. She's batting .366 on the season,
yeah,
on base percentage of .438, an OPS of .888, 10 RBIs.
And the sun has come out brighter and better and more beautiful than ever all day. So we are done with the rain. 3-2 from Savageau. The pitch outside. Romanowski works a walk, and she's fired up as she heads off to first base.
Great energy.
So first and third, the Cards, only one down for, and I just put that in the wrong place. So the walk there, the third on the day for Savageau, no strikeouts.
We're in the top of the fifth inning for the Max now, and it's 6-3.
Okay,
Fall Creek.
Crickets are tough, oh so tough. So Kenneth Johnson now, the left-handed leadoff hitter for the Cardinals against the right-handed throwing Savageau, and this to center field, and Groshek out there, and it's overhead out of here. Shot for Kevin Johnson, and the Cardinals go up 7-3 in the top of the sixth.
That was McKenna Johnson's first home run.
Wow. The Cardinals senior shortstop with an HR, a three-run shot, and Chi-Hai goes from 4-3 to 7-3. Well, I called a homer just a little early.
That's okay.
What a difference maker that is. And what kind of pressure does that put on Stevens Point with just six outs remaining?
Well, as I say, it's the sixth inning. They're not a team that's going to stop playing by any
right
means.
No, that's for sure. And now Sanborn hitting from the left side as well off Savjo. And she with the bunt attempt. And it's going to be ball one, 1-0. It's got to be a fine line in terms of she did put the bat out there, but the ball, it was a ball, so she didn't really move it, right?
Right. Well, you do need to pull back.
Yeah.
So I was kind of surprising, but they could have called her on that.
And that one's going to be a strike, 1-1 to Sanborn. She's swinging a hot bat as well. And I tell you what, these Cardinal bats, they looked so impressive on Thursday in the win over Rapids. They really kind of broke out in that sixth inning, you know?
Right. Very patient.
And Rapids, an up-and-coming team who's been in the middle of the pack of the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And so we're getting, when the umpire, I don't know, telling somebody to.
And it looks like he's talking to me, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was questioning something. I'm assuming it was Jared, but all I could see was an arm.
An intense rivalry here. Chi-Hai with a three-run homer from Johnston. And this one to left center field, slicing. Groshek has a beat on it, and the catch is made by the left fielder, Aubrey Itzen. And two are out on that fly ball to left by Sanborn. And it brings up Paige Steinmetz, and she's looking for her first hit of the game. She had lined out to right last time.
No, interesting. There's a number of seniors that are playing, Paige being one of them. I always wonder when you don't have the routine of the school day.
Yeah.
Because these seniors would not have been in classes today.
Right.
After their graduation on Friday. How that plays an impact.
And this one, up the middle, base hit for Stein. That's her first single of the day. And so a runner aboard with two outs. The Cards have already scored three in the inning on the Kenna Johnson three-run blast. And now it brings up Lauren Shepherd. Shepherd has walked, singled, and lined out to second in her three trips, officially one for two. 7-3 Cardinals, but don't count out this Stevens Point team. They've got six outs to work with. The bottom of the sixth and the bottom of the seventh still to come at home here in Plover. And there's a shot to right, base hit over the head of the second baseman. And firing it in is gutsy young outfielder Jordan Roth. Got it on one hop. And Shepherd, first ball hitting for a single, Tammy.
Again, solid hitting. The nice thing is we know that Lauren has the ability to send the ball a long ways. But they're thinking base hits right
maybe
now.
Maybe Sav Joe, and that she's done. Tom Droner's going to take it. And so she officially goes 5 2/3 innings in this contest with three walks and no strikeouts. And she gives up seven runs, all earned. And now let's try to get a beat on the number here of this hurler here.
It's
number
like eight.
Number eight is Rihanna Canfield, a junior third baseman and pitcher. She has not been in the game yet today, Rihanna Canfield. And actually, the pitcher has not been batting, so we'll just assume that that is going to go ahead and be the case here. Rihanna Canfield, a junior right-handed pitcher, coming into the contest for Stevens Point with two on and two out for the Cardinals, but three runs in. That's the most important, three runs in for the Cardinals. And that three-run homer by Kenna Johnston as she blasted it out of here.
I was saying that I would be more comfortable with a one- or two-run lead.
Yeah.
I'm okay with four.
You're okay with four,
okay with four.
Hey, there are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they've seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. All right, so Rihanna Canfield, and we'll write her in as number eight, who is the new pitcher for Stevens Point. Chai has been in front the whole time. They've never even had a tie today. The Cards led 3-0, then 3-2, then 4-2, then 4-3, now 7-3. And that's the way we like it.
It is the way we like it.
In Cardinal country. All right, so Canfield now will face the Cardinals' number five hitter, Michael Burrow, that solid, steady second baseman you've talked about. She's had a single in three trips. Had a sac fly, so you don't have to count that at bat. A sac fly to right field and also grounded out to third.
Yes, Michael's, again, average before we started the day was .409. Her on-base percentage, .505, OPS, .107.
This is the Cardinals' eighth batter in the inning against Canfield, and the first one breaking outside 1-0. 7-3 Chippewa. The pesky rain has left us now. We've got a lot of clouds, but we've got some sunshine and some blue, and it's very pleasant here in Plover on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. The ball misses outside.
Makes sense to take a look at a few pitches with a new pitcher in, and that's exactly what Michael's doing. She'll get on base anyway and just keep things rolling.
Yep. Two are out now for the Cardinals, trying to get some more on top of the four-run lead. High foul, slicing near the fence, and it's not catchable there for Delilah Abundance. It was right up against the fence and couldn't quite pull it off. So Burrow has new life with the count 2-1, and McKenna Burrow on deck. You can hear Chelsea Rosenau some with our crowd mic going on, and the 2-1 pitch breaks outside, misses 3-1 now from Rihanna Canfield, the junior right-hander, into the contest for Tom Droner. Some relief for Savageau, his starter, who the Cards were able to get to for seven runs, including a three-run homer for Kenna Johnston this inning. And this one smacked to left field, and it's in there for a base hit. Rounding third and heading for home, Steinmetz, and it's 8-3 Cardinals. And a single there by Michael Burrow, and her hot bat continues, Tammy.
It does, and I'm just looking at the base running. Paige had no intention of slowing down. She shouldn't have, but and she did not, and popped up at home plate and came up with a good scream for support for her teammate.
Boy, it's what is that bonding experience like when you do? This is not an individual sport. You individually play your position, you individually bat, but that team spirit is so strong. And there's the pitch from Canfield, and misses 1-0. So Tom Droner hoping to get an out in that instance and stop the bleeding, and now it's an 8-3 Cardinal
right.
lead. And again, just know that these Panthers can hit, and the Cards still need to get six more outs before they can get to the sectional final against the winner of D.C. Everest and New Richmond. There's a solid shot by Bauer, and that's another Cardinal hit. And here comes a play at the plate, and the run scores, and it's 9-3 Chippewa. Nine to three as Bauer with the single in the air. They have just been hitting all day, Tammy.
They have. I can hardly keep up on my papers here right now.
I hear you.
But, again, base hits. I mean, obviously we had a couple extra base hits, including a home run. But they're thinking, you know, base hits, they're putting the bat on the ball, and they're not soaring it. Like Rich had commented, we want to get some on the ground. These are going right over the infield, and there's nothing you can do but give them a hit for those.
Now, it's interesting, as getting into the second, Allie Geist, her second at bat of the inning. Remember, she started it with a double. And so Geist now from the right side with runners at first and second and a 9-3 lead. And there's a called strike, 0-1. And you said earlier you really like it after that first inning when they scored those all three runs with two outs. So they've got two more for a five-run inning. And so the Cardinals loving the sixth inning. Remember, they had six against Rapids the other day. There's a ground ball, and it's a third base problem. Throw over to first and not in time. Runner safe, bases loaded for Emma McEwan. Seemed to be an error, though, on the third baseman.
Then. Agreed, yeah. She had a hard time picking the ball up. And
So Geist reaches on an error.
Should have been fairly routine.
The third baseman, who is Emma Riberich, and should have been, and it wasn't. So the bases are loaded now. So you've got Shepard over to third. You've got Burrow to second. And
you get Burrow at third. Shepard
yeah,
scored.
Shepard scored. Right. Burrow at third, and Bauer at second, and then you've got Geist at first, and Emma McEwan now. And she is lined out to right. She's had grounded out to first, unassisted, and a sack fly to center. And now they're calling for another ball one, and now they're going to a third pitcher. And this will
they're
be
bringing
number they're bringing Marin Savageau back into the game.
So they just...
Yeah. All right, so Canfield did not get the out that they had hoped. And so now with Savageau comes in with a 1-0 count on Emma McEwan.
I've seen Droner do this before, where he's brought just moved positions and brought the starting pitcher back to the mound.
Okay. He's been around a long time. Said 575 and 102 eight-state championships. And there's a ground ball to short. Gloved over there by Kleismith. Throw over to first in time for the out. But not before the Cards score five times, including three on a three-run homer by Kenneth Johnston in the middle of six from Plover. Shahai leads the Panthers by a score of 9-3 on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To the bottom of the sixth we go, and Stevens Point with their 7, 8, and 9 hitters again. And we've got an update from Fall Creek.
Yes, it is the bottom of the sixth inning, and the score is 6-3, Fall Creek still.
Okay.
I was just looking at who this hitter is.
This
looks like
Emma,
there's a new entry.
Ribridge, we'll get a different number here. And got that Ribridge, the third baseman, and they're going to sub her, and it's going to be number 4, Addie Simonson, a senior in for her. Addie Simonson. We've had some Simonsons at Chi High over the years. And this is a fastball grounded diving stop by Johnson. Throw over to first is not in time, but it was quite a play.
Really nice job knocking the ball down.
Johnson, it was backhanded. I mean, it looked like one of those that was going to be a single between short and third, and Johnson, great stop, and she makes the throw, and I thought the throw was going to be high. It was on target. She almost got her.
Yep, she had a really focused play. She dove after that to knock it down and had time to get up and make the throw to make it a close enough play.
So the leadoff single for Addie Simonson, and now we've got another pinch hitter. They got a deep bench like Chi-High. It's Emma Witkowski, another senior, getting an opportunity here. And it could be for just performance purposes, and it could be, hey, this is our last game.
Right.
Let's get these seniors some at-bats.
Right.
So,
well, and when you have a program like this, it's not like you're really trading off skill for opportunity, because they're all good.
Emma Witkowski, number 24, the senior who's coming in here. So we'll get her written into the scorebook. And all right, bit of a delay in the action, and can I knock out one of my other WIA spots? In education-based sports, sportsmanship matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. Here's the pitch. Ball low, 1-0. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but just as important is how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WOGO and the WIA, keeping education in sports.
Mackawa,
the pitch. Ball 2-0 now to the right-handed hitting Emma Witkowski, the senior. First at bat of the day. One on, nobody out. Cardinals up 9-3. Got 5 runs in the sixth. Remember, they had 6 runs in the sixth against Rapids on Thursday. And this one, poked to center field. It's going to get out there. The deep infield. The throw from Steinmetz not in time. And so the first 2 runners aboard against Mackawa with nobody out. And again, from the bottom of the order, and we'll see if number 19, Morgan Groshek, the center fielder, will bat from the left side. She's singled and walked in her 2 trips. So 2 aboard for Point and nobody out. And this is what we said, Tammy. You need 6 outs, but you better get all of them.
That's absolutely right. This will be a complete game. There's not going to be – Stevens Point is not a type of a team that's going to think like, well, we're down by 6, so this game is over. They know better.
Right. That's right. And so Groshek looks at the first pitch, a called strike 1 from our home plate umpire. And then it's the top of the order, Jordan Roth, Micah Keller, and Caitlin Kleismith. Chi leading it 9-3. Nobody out, 2 on here in the bottom half of the sixth in Plover. And this one, hit in the air. Shallow outfield, and Johnson makes the catch. Kenna, outstanding. She was going back into the shallow outfield, and her defense is shining brightly in this inning.
That is a really, really tough play. She was running with her back to the infield.
Right.
So kind of caught it over her shoulder, and it was a higher ball, just kind of in no man's land, but really did a great job.
Off the bat of the left-handed hitting Groshek, hitting it to left field. And so 1 out now, and it brings up the diminutive Jordan Roth, the sophomore, speedy outfielder, the right fielder, hitting leadoff for Tom Droner's club. And there's a ball that gets away, allow both of the runners to advance. And it got away from Shepard, the catcher, that time with one out here and two runners in scoring position. Chai still with a comfortable 9-3 lead. But I was going to ask you about mental focus here. Is there a sense of which, I mean, we see it in basketball all the time. Somebody relaxes. What about that in softball?
Same thing. It's you need to not play to the score.
Yeah.
It's probably the best way to look at it.
Right.
That you play each pitch one at a time. And just what I was kind of alluding to before, that it's
1-0 goes to 2-0 now. So McElwain falls behind 2-0 to the leadoff hitter, Roth. She has singled twice and sacrificed, so she's 2-for-2 on the day. Point trailing 9-3, the 2-0 count, and one out. And a called strike, 2-1 to Roth with Micah Keller, the junior second baseman on deck. Roth just a sophomore. McDonald trailing at Fall Creek, 6-3 in the Division IV semifinal. If either team, well, we'll see. This one smacked up the middle, base hit. It goes by Johnston. One run is in, and now it's runners at the corners and a 9-4 Chihai lead on the single by Roth, her third of the day. She can hit, and she's in the right spot as the leadoff hitter. That's kind of obvious.
Right, right. She's a smart hitter. She didn't swing hard at that at all.
And so runners at the corners now for Point. It's 9-4, and that may be all. Let's see. Jarrett Faraday is coming out. Runners at the corners and one out. And is McElwain going to be done for 5 1/3? My guess would be Lakin McKeithrin.
Yeah, it is.
It's just the senior, and she's the only other pitcher who's gone anything in the postseason. So McKeithrin, number 2. She'll sometimes wear number 22. And what do you know about Lakin?
Lakin has 2.35 ERA. Compared to McElwain's 2.53.
Okay.
She's thrown 45 strikeouts this season. Given up 35 hits.
But at this point, she's fresher. She's a senior. And you get here at the end of this game. I mean, these are going to be the toughest outs to get, right? I mean,
correct. And she's been in this, you know,
right.
She's been here before. She's mm-hmm. been literally here before. She's
and really not a surprise. I mean, as we get up here into the sectionals against such a heralded program as Point, because, I mean, you've got this pitching staff, and it's been a unique thing. And so Violet's done just a tremendous job here in the postseason and a great job today.
She
but
has.
Having a 9-4 lead with one out and two on, this is a great decision, I think, to bring McKeithrin in. And so McElwain goes 5 1/3. She two walks and one strikeout. And I know that's down, but again, credit to the Stevens Point team and their hitting.
Absolutely. Again, Stevens Point's, you just can't really say a whole lot more about their ability to hit the ball. They're such a solid program. Putting McKeithrin in now, it gives these hitters, they've not seen her.
But
so now
we can almost anticipate they're going to do the double steal, right? Or at least trying to push that runner to get second base, remove
that force. I agree with
that,
yeah. They were successful before. They can toy around with it a little bit.
Chihai is not going to be interested in throwing it out there, so you just get a free base. And there the runner is going to take a big lead and not do it right away as a called strike to Keller. So Keller is ground out to third and a sacrifice. It worked as a sacrifice. I guess it was a bunt attempt, third base side. Back to the pitcher, and she reached on an error on Violet McElwain as well. Cardinals, two errors on the day, but lead at 9-4. The pitch from McKeithrin, ball high, and a good job by Shepard to save that one from allowing a run to score. 9-4, one out, bottom half of the sixth here at the Wyack Community Sports Complex. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak, great to have you with us. McDonald trailing Fall Creek, WOGO's coverage of that on Max TV, 6-3. This one deep, and it's going to get shallow outfield and a base hit, and it's a 9-5 game. So I was wanting to say deep infield, but it was really shallow into the grass out there. And the left fielder for the Cards, Sanborn, getting it in. It's a 9-5 game, so the single off of McKeithrin, and there's another RBI. And the Cards said, now a tough part of the order to get an out. It's Kleismith, the number 3 hitter, the shortstop. She just has a single in 3 trips, though. Hitting from the left side against the right-handed throwing senior, Lakin McKeithrin. And this one hit in the air to left field, coming over Sanborn, and she'll make the catch for out number 2. And the runners hold at first and second. So just a fly ball, first ball hitting. The Cards have had Clydesmith's number today.
They have, which is great. hit on their three hitter, and she's not had a hit yet today, so that's good to see.
Now, Abundez is the first baseman. She singled an RBI single her first time. Otherwise, she's popped out to short and popped out to first. Two are out now. That's a 9-5 game with two runs in here in the inning for Stevens Point. They've cut the deficit from 6-4, but still that four-run cushion. McKeithren, ball misses inside, 1-0. Again, runners at first and second. The tying run is in the on-deck circle. That's how good the lead is right now for the Cardinals. But, again, everybody chi-high side is like, let's get this cleanup hitter out and get on to the seventh inning. Lake and McKeithren. The 1-0 pitch to Abundez and misses 2-0. Called strike, delayed call there, 1-1. Good, it was low and inside and able to get the call. So 1-1 to Delilah Abundez, the senior first baseman for Coach Tom Droner's squad. The pitch, she checked her swing and held up that time, and the count goes to 2-1 to the Panther first baseman. RBI single and a couple of pop-outs today. Stick around later. We've got the post-game show here on WOGO Sports, the post-glass and mirror post-game show. And this one, tap, foul, and it was foul apparently, and then did go into the field of play, but it
hit home plate.
Hit home plate. So count 2-2 now. McKeithren, senior versus senior. Lakin McKeithren against Delilah Abundez for Stevens Point. Their cleanup hitter, first baseman, as McKeithren checks her wrist for the pitches. 9-5 Cardinal lead. Two aboard. Runners at first and second. The pitch. And this one in the air. Pop up. Catchable for the... and it hit the netting. Doggone. We thought it was catchable, but
she was kind of camped under it until it hit the netting up above.
Yeah, the extended netting. And so Lauren Shepard, wishful thinking. It looked like a way to get out of the inning.
It did.
So, all right. So the count stays at 2-2 to the cleanup hitter Abundez. One hit in three trips today against McKeithren in relief. This one in the air to left field. Coming over is Sanborn, and she's going to make the catch for the out. So the Panthers score two, strand two, through six in clover. It's Chahai 9, Stevens Point 5 as we head to the seventh on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
To the top of the seventh we go. Chahai leading Stevens Point 9-5 here in this girls Division I sectional semifinal softball game. Quickly, an update from Fall Creek.
Score 6-3.
Crickets.
Fall Creek, yeah. I'm just.
Chahai would be the team batting in the top of the. McDonald in the top of the seventh there.
I'm just looking at the screen, and there's not much going on. So honestly, okay. I'm trying to decide if the game is done.
It may be over, yeah, okay. And we'll try to.
It looks like.
And Romanowski fouling for strike one.
Yeah, I believe the game is done.
That is a final. So I'm hearing from Greg Stewart, that is a final. So Fall Creek wins it. So the Crickets advance to the Division IV sectional final. Max season coming to an end, but it's been a joy and a privilege to bring. So, and there's a shot line out, and it was caught, it looked like. But a throw over to first. So if she didn't catch it, Savageau back into the game with that line shot. I don't know how to score that. Did she catch it? It looked like
I feel like we're right in the line. So that
right,
one
right.
I couldn't see. But since she threw it over to first, it makes me think she maybe
right.
did not.
So Romanowski retired 1-3 on the leadoff. And again, not to be greedy, but more runs would be welcome, right?
I certainly would not turn them away.
And this one smack up the middle and off of the pitcher. Throw over to first in time for the out. So a good job by the second baseman, Keller. She stuck with it. And Johnson retired 4-3. But it was interesting earlier, you were acknowledging that just like in basketball, that let up can happen even you get up by six and it just, you relax, right?
Absolutely. Like playing relaxed is one thing,
yeah.
but losing focus.
Yeah, that intensity
sense,
that drove
different.
You
right.
to that. Yeah.
Right.
And for the Cards, I mean, they've had the bitter taste in their mouth since losing to Stevens Point a year ago.
Absolutely.
This is their first time playing them. They've been hitting better and better. We saw down the stretch in the two tournament games. And now Sanborn, a bunt attempt down the first base side. Going to be gloved over there by Savageau. Not in time, and a bunt single for Sanborn. So she's aboard with two out here. And Olivia getting her third hit of the day.
I feel like if Olivia does not bunt for a hit at least once per game,
yeah.
she would feel incomplete.
No, that's a brilliant bunt by her. I mean, down the first baseline, she's got the fantastic speed. And it brings up Paige Steinmetz, who singled last time up. And the catcher coming out of her crouch, Addie Pesky, ready to fire it to first if need be. I wonder if Savjo's on the Stevens Point girls basketball team. She is tall. Oh, yeah, she
I
is tall.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, she's And the pitch, this is 2-0 to Steinmetz. So Lauren Shepard on deck, but two are out for the Cards. Lead at 9-5. Chippewa three outs away from advancing to that sectional final on Thursday. And if it's the Cards, Caleb Swenson will have your call. And this one fouled off and a swing and a miss. And so the count to 2-1. 2-1 to Steinmetz. Runner at first and two out for the Cardinals. They lead it comfortably 9-5, but again, would certainly love to add a couple more to it if they could. Steinmetz, the pitch. Call. Strike two. That one looked a little high to me.
I can hear people to my left here, and I think they agree with you.
Yeah.
And Paige's facial expression.
Right. It looked like ball three. So anyhow, here we go. 2-2 now to Steinmetz from Savageau. And this one hit in the air, right field. Over there is Jordan Roth, and she's got a beat on it for out number three. So Steinmetz flies out. The Cards go to the bottom of the seventh, and Stevens Point will bring their 5, 6, and 7 hitters when we come back on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most. Improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive an average of $29.74 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $35.98 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Just give you a heads up. I think coming back here on WOGO Sports for the bottom half of the seventh inning, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak as Stevens Point down to their final three outs. It's their 5, 6, and 7 hitters: Aubrey Itzen, Peyton Allen, and Emma Ribrich. If they stick with them, they've gone with some pinch hitters already. So Lake and McKeithren on in relief of McElwam. There's a first pitch, misses 1-0 to Itzen. It looked pretty good, actually, but not complaining. I'm just saying comparatively to the other ball that got called a strike on Steinmetz. 1-0 the count from McKeithren to Itzen. And this one, fastball called strike, 1-1. Itzen has doubled. She's popped out to the catcher and struck out in her three trips. The Panthers, 23-2, just two losses on the season. They did lose to Mozanie late in the season. And this is strike two. McKeithren, big smile on her face. She's feeling it. She's loving it. 1-2, she's in front to Itzen, the number 5 hitter.
She looked very much in control when she came out and took the mound.
Yep. Had the 1 inning in relief earlier. And then swing and a miss, strike three. And so there's the first strikeout for McEachran today. As Lakeren, and it's down to two outs now.
Next up for the Panthers, designated player number 12, Peyton Allen.
Down to two outs, and it brings up Peyton Allen, the designated player, the freshman, hitting from the right side. It's in the first strikeout for McEachran in her short stint. And now Allen, she looks at a ball 1-0. 9-5 Cardinals. If they win, they advance to face D.C. Everest or New Richmond. Either one would be on the road, as New Richmond is the 2 seed and D.C. Everest the 3 seed. There's a called strike, 1-1 to Peyton Allen, who has walked, grounded out to third, and also tapped out to first in her three trips, so 0-2 officially. The 1-1 pitch. Inside misses 2-1 to Allen. Must believe in her quite a bit. I mean, kind of like Georgia Romanowski to have a freshman in the lineup, right, as a designated player, when there's certainly other seniors who've even pinch hit here today.
And with teams at this caliber.
Right. But 2-1, the pitch. There's a called strike two. And again, you're looking at enrollment, Shahai at 1454, but Stevens Point was over 2100. So, again, biggest school in the state.
Right, right.
But, you know, also Pacelli, a very fine program over here, playing in their sectional semifinal as well. And McEachran's pitch fouled back.
I'm sure a lot of these these players that are at the ballpark today play summer ball together.
Yeah. They love the game, right? For the love of the game.
Right.
2-2, McEachran checking her left wrist, the right-handed senior. Getting ready to go to Peyton Allen, the freshman designated player. The 2-2 pitch. This one hit fouled on the first baseline. So we'll do it again with either Emma Riberich, or who's on deck, actually. Number 5 is another player possibly we haven't seen her yet. McKenna John. No, that's Chip. Number 5, Hannah Stremkowski, who has not batted yet today, is in the on-deck circle. Second strikeout of the inning is Lakin McEachran on the freshman hitter, Peyton Allen. So the Cards one out away. Stevens Point one out away from being eliminated right here as the 1 seed at home here in Plover. 2 are out now, and McEachran, she's got it rocking here right now. That was just a fine pitch.
She's very much in control.
Yep. And there's ball one missing. Again, the hitter is Hannah Stremkowski hitting for Emma Riberich in that spot. Riberich, the third baseman. But Hannah Stremkowski, a senior, her first at-bat of the day. The pitch, and this is grounded up the middle. Stopped by Johnson. Throw over to first is in the dirt. And a single for Stremkowski. So Stremkowski gives Stevens Point new life with 2 out. On the infield single, and it brings up the right-handed hitting, number 21, Bella Brooks, her first time today as well. We had seen Shelby Brooks earlier, and this is Bella Brooks. Shelby Brooks, a senior, and I don't know, I didn't ask if these girls were related. I'll often ask that, but it's a really lengthy roster. Isn't it? I mean, this is a lot of players.
It is. And Brooks was catching in the last inning.
Okay, and this one in the air. This could do it for the Cardinals. And the catch by Romanowski. And the Cardinals win. Shahai is advancing. Hold it. Now they're calling it back? What's the call here?
Not sure what happened there.
They disavowed it or something. So I thought the game was over. Bella Brooks just fouled out to Georgia Romanowski, but they discounted it.
They asked the player if she was all right. I don't know, but if there was some sort of interference, I'm not quite sure what happened there. Because if there was interference, she'd be put on the bag.
Yeah. All right, well, Bella Brooks has new life. And this one popped back against the fence. So she's behind in the count, 0-2. And the Panthers down to their final strike. Runner at first, 2 out. Shahai leading it 9-5. Lakin McEachran has it going on. Again, the Cards have found a combination they like of Violet Mackawam starting, and bring McKeith Ryan on if you need to. They did it in their first tournament game. Here's the pitch. Ball way outside. Misses. 1-2. Wasn't going to give her anything to hit there. Bella Brooks for Stevens Point, a senior. Her first at bat. Coach Droner's done a good job of getting some of his subs in here today. Here is the pitch. Ball high. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Cardinals win. This time it's for real. There's the Hog, McKeithman, and Lauren Shepard. And here's the team swarming and celebrating. And Shahai defeats Stevens Point. No defeat in Clover this year. There's Shelly Miller's Hog with Chelsea Sikora. Rich Rosenau and his daughter Chelsea going to high-five it. And the Cardinals have beaten Stevens Point 9-5, Tammy.
This is exciting. It's fun to watch the energy go all the way through. They know that every single time that they go and throw a ball or hit a ball, that it comes to play the best at this time of the year. And to see it pay off for them is just always fun to see.
We'll take a three-minute timeout. Stick around for the post-class, post-game show. Coming next, we will have more softball Thursday. Chi-High at either New Richmond or DC Everest on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
One of the reasons people go to Maury's Auto Group is because they recognize the faces. The Maury's team is built on local people. The folks at Maury's are proud to call this area home. Another reason people come to Maury's is because they're part of a larger family of dealerships. That means when you come to Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're plugging into Maury's over 5,000 vehicle inventory. It's the best of both worlds. Local dealerships, most options for you and your family. Maury's. Moving life forward.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Shahai wins it 9-5. The Cardinals defeat Stevens Point and avenge last year's stinging defeat in the sectional semifinal. And Shelly Miller's stint as a assistant for Shahai extends yet another game. His 24 years continues on. As we now know New Richmond will be the opponent. New Richmond, a 1-0 winner, a pitcher's duel with D.C. Everest, two of the finer pitchers in the state. We had Tom Droner rightfully saying the Everest pitcher may be one of the top three. Well, I'll tell you, the New Richmond pitcher's excellent. So a 1-0 win, that surprised me. I was kind of predicting Everest in that one.
I'm with you on that. I was surprised when they just announced that over the public address system here. And Mark and I both kind of looked at each other like, oh,
yeah. I know. And so Shahai will get another shot at the team that beat him in the BRC and swept him. And Caleb Sunson will have the call with a yet-to-be-determined color analyst. Both of us, for other reasons, not going to be able to be a part of that. But hopefully we can reconvene at state, Tammy. That would be great.
I will be there.
Hey, this is the Postglass Postgame Show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Let's try to recap this for you, and I can see some interviewing going on out there, but that's, I don't think, I know what it is. It's another media entity. The Cardinals, they had hitting all day, Tammy. I mean, three runs in the top of the first, and they never even were tied here at Stevens Point. They had the long bus trip that was thought to be sort of a negative, but they were determined to get the job done in this one and only game against the Panthers this year.
I think it's new life when you have, you know, I was thinking about everything that with this team, again, nine seniors, not that all nine are on the field, but you had just a crazy busy time with them, and now their focus is softball.
Right.
We're done with classes this week. Some kids have some testing and stuff yet this week, but they're showing up, and they knew as they drive closer and closer to Stevens Point, I think they dial it in. And, yeah, they had business that was unfinished from last mm-hmm. year, and they really put together a great game.
And so let's recap it for you, and then we've got highlights, and we'll hear from either at least Chelsea Secor or Jared Faraday. And so 3-0 for the Cardinals in the top of the first, but the Panthers answered with two runs of their own in the bottom half of the first inning, 3-2 contest. And then, again, Chippewa added some insurance later with the run they scored in the fourth inning and made it a 4-2 contest. Kenneth Johnson, again, swinging. She started us off, really, if you talk about it. She had a single right away, and she just was – she kind of set the tone for the whole game, don't you think?
I do. I think the energy from her, you know, sometimes I guess I feel like a player gets on and they think, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. But when you're playing a team like Stevens Point, you know that every single opportunity is going to matter. And you could feel that mm-hmm. right away when she got on. She got to first base and she was fired up. And that just resonates through the entire team.
Yeah, and just to recap that for you more specifically, I mean, after she got on, she scored the first run, but it was the RBIs in that first inning. Michael Burrow had one again. She knocks in the first run, as she did with that homer the other day. And then two RBIs for McKenna Bauer on a solid single. And those are your three RBIs in the first inning. But all of that happening with two out, which, again, that set a wonderful tone. But Allie Geist had a leadoff walk in the fourth inning. The pinch runner for her was Kennedy Swan, and she scores, making it 4-2. And then again, we saw Stevens Point answer back in the bottom half of the fourth, and they made it a 4-3 game. But then the Chahai, the sixth inning has become their inning. They had six against Wisconsin Rapids in the sixth the other day to just blow that one out and lead it 9-0 and go on to that 9-zip win. And today they get five runs in the sixth versus Point, a 23-2 team. And with that sixth inning so productive in the top of the sixth, they grew the lead to five runs on top of the four that they had.
Right.
And so nine, they made it 9-3, and they never looked back, winning it 9-5.
Yeah, I'm looking at my notes here too, and I'm looking at some of the innings in between. They had a couple innings, I believe, that was three up and three down. And that can be kind of a bubble burster, but it wasn't. Like, they just realized that, well, this is softball, and we're going to have another crack at it the next inning, so let's take care of business and move on and play defense and then come back and hit again. And that's exactly what they did.
It's our post-glass and mirror post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll be glad to talk with Chelsea Sikora or Jared Faraday when we get a chance, but let's check some highlights here. How it got going for the Cards.
Running third, heading for home. Here comes Johnston, and she's going to score on a runner to third, and the Cardinals lead it 1-0.
And that was on Michael Burrow's initial hit there, and we maybe cut that off a little. Started it a little.
Right. Michael is hitting .409 on the season, on base percentage of .505. So also somebody that does a lot of base running.
Burrow from the right side. There's the pitch, and she smashes one. Base hit to right center. Rounding third, heading for home. Here comes Johnston, and she's going to score on a runner to third, and the Cardinals lead it 1-0.
Eight and the pitch
and a smash and a base hit to center, and another run is in, rounding third, and here come the Cardinals, and they lead it 3-0.
So the Cardinals at that offensive production we were telling you about there as we bring you the highlights in the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show, awaiting either Chelsea Sikora or Jared Faraday as the Cardinals beat the Panthers in Plover today by a final of 9-5. Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak. Here's another highlight. Up hitter Lauren Shepard against Marin Savageau, the senior right-handed pitcher for Point. This one right up the middle, and it's going to get in there for a hit. They're going to try to get the force out at second, not in time. Good speed by Steinmetz.
Yep.
So the Cardinal bats were booming all day long, and I'm not sure if we captured this next highlight or not as we were at the end of my track.
Or from Plover.
These two teams battled here last year in the sectionals with Chai coming up in the short end, 8-7. And there's one base hit to center. It hits second base, and then it scoots the other way. It's going to allow the runner to score, and the Cardinals lead it 4-2. So there was the run in the fourth inning for Chippewa Falls after Geist got aboard. The RBI single from Kenneth Johnston again, helping the Cardinals. And now we move on to, as the contest continued on into the late going, and Chippewa had that huge sixth inning. But most notably is the home run that we got to get to here as the Chippewa Falls Cardinals in this contest, trying to really blow this thing wide open. So Kenneth Johnston now, the left-handed leadoff hitter for the Cardinals against the right-handed throwing Savageau. And this to center field, and Groshek out there, and it's overhead, out of here, home run! A three-run shot for Kenneth Johnston, and the Cardinals go up 7-3 in the top of the sixth. And as good as Violet McElwain pitched today, boy, Kenneth Johnston, hard to stop her for being the player of the game because she led off with a single, solid defense. She had another single and a three-run homer, Tammy.
Yeah, when you know, again, putting together a full game, we had, it was both pitchers. McKeithrin came in and did a fantastic job.
She did.
Violet did a great job getting to the sixth inning.
Yes.
I thought the coaches made a good call, you know, Point was starting to hit Violet a little bit harder at that point, and McKeithrin came in fresh, but defensively, one error,
right?
I believe
two errors, but it was very cleanly played, and those bats kind of led the way.
Absolutely.
And homer for Kenna Johnston this inning, and this one smacked to left field, and it's in there for a base hit, rounding third and heading for home, Steinmetz, and it's 8-3 Cardinals. Team spirit is so strong, and there's the pitch from Canfield, and misses 1-0. So all right, let's go to the final inning now, and the Cardinals put this thing on ice with Lakin McKeithrin throwing darts out there, and pinch hitters already having her way. Had the one inning in relief earlier, and then swing and a miss, strike three, and so there's the first strikeout for McKeithrin today. And that gave just two outs for Stevens Point remaining. Is in the on-deck circle.
Called strike three, and getting the second strikeout of the inning is Lakin McKeithrin.
And she was very fired up about it, Tammy.
She was. She was. Again, the energy that the players showed throughout was, you could feel it. And It was, that makes it, it's fun to watch. And, you know, when you have a cleanly played game and a well-played game, it's just enjoyable to be here and watching everybody get the most out of it.
A great team effort, and it came down to one final out for the Cards. Here is the pitch. Ball high, swing and a miss, strike three, Cardinals win. This time it's for real.
There's the Hog McKeithman and Warren Shepard. And here's the team swarming and celebrating. And Shahai defeats Stevens Point. No defeat in Clover this year. There's Shelly Miller's Hog with Chelsea Sikora. Rich Rosenau and his daughter Chelsea going to high-five it. And the Cardinals have beaten Stevens Point 9-5.
All right, so we're waiting for one of the coaches, and let's see if we can wave everybody down. We had somebody else. Hey, Jared! I thought that was him. All right, isn't that him right there?
Yeah, I can see Chelsea, too. I can run over
okay,
and grab her.
All right, we'll try to do that here on WOGO Sports as we, again, thank all of our great advertisers. You'll hear them recognized in the billboard on the way out, but some of them, including Toyson Ford, Northwestern Bank, Nestle, Stelter, White City Glass, the Medicine Shop, Check Law Office in Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane, Maury's, Wynn Family Dentistry, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and, of course, this is the Post Glass and Mirror post-game show, and we're waiting for the Cards, and they're taking care of their business, and we're kind of, you know, not right next to the dugout as we typically are at Casper, and so... Shelly Miller, come on over. Come on. You know, I feel like it's the price is right. You know, you're the next contestant here. So we'd love to talk with some folks on the heels of this one here today. Somebody get a headset on here. All right. We'll get. Here we go. All right. Here we go. And let's get Tammy your headset. And all right. So 9-5. You do it today in Plover over the very good Stevens Point team, Chelsea Sikora.
Yeah, a really good game. I think it was a team effort. We knew, you know, they were going to put runs on the board. And I thought our pitching staff with Violet coming in and doing a great job and Lakin coming in and finishing it out, that was a great combination. And then I think offensively, you know, we had a lot of outs or a lot of hits with two outs. And if you want to win softball games, that's how you do it. Get two out hits.
Yeah, you did it in the first inning. Tammy?
Well, Mark is pointing to me because I always comment on that. I love it when there's two outs and things just seem to be clicking for the team. And you guys did that a couple times.
There was just a confidence today, though. I mean, right from the beginning, I mean, Johnston's first at bat, it just seemed to set in. And what a day for her with that three-run blast out of here. Her first homer of the season.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they were fired up on the bus. They were rocking out. They were doing their hair. They were, you know, it sounded like a bus of girls that was ready to win. So they came in with a lot of energy. And we know when you come to Stevens Point, they usually – you know, kind of walk with their chests up and their chin up. And we walked in this ballpark today with a lot of energy. They got off the bus with some music and their entire team turned and looked at us. So we walked in the ballpark ready to go today.
Made a statement.
Are you surprised that New Richmond wins that pitcher's duel 1-0, knocks DC Everest out of this tournament, and that's where you're going on Thursday?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, we knew that was going to be a really low-scoring game because those are two great pitchers going at it. So doesn't surprise us at all. I mean, whichever team was going to win, we knew it was going to be a battle in the circle for them. So so we're getting ready, and we're getting ready to put the ball and play hard.
And I misspoke. I believe that Stevens Point hosts the sectional final. Is that
yep,
correct?
I mean, and technically right now it's a predetermined site, and Stevens Point is the location. There is some wheels turning to maybe get a location closer to both of us because it's a 2-hour ride for us and an hour or 3-hour ride for
them.
Well,
you guys travel well.
Yeah, we do travel well. We don't obviously we don't mind playing here this year. So
my memory doesn't it fails me in terms of the name of the New Richmond pitcher. But I mean, you saw her at the end of that first game. You know, she came in the middle of it, and she they narrowly beat you, and then. So really, the two schools from the BRC squaring off to see who goes to state.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. It's great for the BRC that we've got both teams, you know, in the sectional final. And I mean, we know that in the circle they're dynamite. She throws hard. She throws pitches that move. So we're just going to have to be short to the ball. We know we have to put the ball in play. I think if we can put the ball in play, good things will happen.
There you go. That's the key. Put ball in play. So there we go. Chelsea, congratulations. We're
Thank
excited
you.
To be here and excited for Thursday.
Awesome. Thank you for being
Good
here.
Good luck.
So much. All right, again, so that's worth noting. Yes, I think I may have misspoke there kind of in the excitement that thinking about New Richmond, and I think I'd said, but yes, it is at least at the WIA site. You would see Stevens Point, but she says wheels are turning to try to move it to a closer site, a more neutral site between the two, and where that might be, who knows. So All right. Well, that puts a cap on this. Again, we had the score earlier. McDonald losing to Fall Creek 6-3 in WOGO's coverage on Max TV. But the good news here is Chahai wins, defeating Stevens Point by a score of 9-5. Thanks so much to Tammy Slowiak. And for Sam Aberle back at our WOGO studio, I'm Mark Halverson. We'll get the podcast up at WOGO.com. Thanks for joining us, and join us for coverage on Thursday. Again, one would expect it would be typically like a 4:35 pregame and a 5 o'clock first pitch. Caleb will do a great job on the call, and a terrific color analyst will join him as well as we get set to bring you that game from a still-to-be-determined destination, it does appear. Chi-High the winner, 9-5, moving on to the sectional final Thursday on WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO. Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This has been Chi-High Lady Cardinals softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.